Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. It's your nutcase, Ron Rec, tonight on Saturday, 2/4/2023. Wow. Another day has passed. We have lived amongst it. It's now past. It's now the distance. It no longer exists. It ceased to exist. It is extinct. It is no more. Never coming back. It's over. It's like life. You done wrote it. Ride's over. Get off. Get in the box. You know, so. But we live, the living people, us, we the living, suffer the most. We do. We suffer a lot because we're fucking retarded. We believe every fucking thing we see. We don't question nothing. But if they say it is what it is, we are going to say, okay, we believe you. So what do? We just, you know, led by the fucking nose, the sheeple. We the sheeple are... I just didn't know which way to go with that. That's a whole deep fucking fetch. But anyway, well, now this week in the drama of the United States, we now have this for you. We have most wonderful musical things to ever come to you. You know, I always play songs before the show starts, and, you know, I know I'm a little mouthy this time around, but that's the way it is. I mean, I have been cussed. My friends have been cussed by an individual that did this on live air, and, you know, I think we're going to wind up suing him. So we're going to take him to court and take him for everything he don't have, because he don't have nothing anyway, so it'd be a waste of time anyway. But I want to fuck his world up a little bit. But anyway, this is his song to you. So party on, Garth.
Wouldn't you like to ride? Would you like to ride my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. Oh, we can fly.
And there we go. That was the Fifth Dimension. And that classic tune is Up, Up in the Way. This was the official audio of it under a YouTube license contract. You know, it was good harmony. The song was good harmony. So, you know, really, really big, you know. You know, they were a really good band back in the day. Of course, we don't see that kind of music no more. Them days are over forever. You know, they'll never come back, and, you know, you just have to live with it. And that's just the way it is, you know, so anyway, that's how that works out. Anyway, so anyway, hey, you know me, I'm crazy and fucking don't really care. If I offend you, you don't like me, well, you don't have to listen to me. It's that fucking easy. It's real simple, you know. It's just, you know, everybody goes, you know, nobody ever thinks about it. They just don't, you know, they just don't know. You know, they don't know anymore. You know, it's the balloons. It's the balloons. The balloons, you know, I mean, the balloons. Just think of the happy things, the balloons. You know, that's what it's all about. Think about the happiness. But anyway, let's listen to some Gutfeld. He's got some silly shit because I think he's retarded too. So I'm going to play him anyway. So let's check this fucker out. Here we go.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. And even you illegal migrants, Feliz Miércoles. I believe that's also Happy Wednesday, according to my high school Spanish, which I failed. All right. So, like a woman trying to throw a football, the immigration crisis is spiraling out of control. This is terrible. Why do we even say these things? You don't need.
That is a goddamn good question. Why do you keep saying things? It's spiraling out of control. It's been spiraling out of goddamn control since day fucking one. It's falling out of control. This repeated so goddamn much, the whole punk thing. God damn, my mic's jacked up. Sorry about that, man. All right, there we go. Now maybe I sound, well, I'm a little buff, man. Too much bass, too much trouble, too much bass, too much trouble. Anyway, let's continue.
Just to tell you that, although Fox News is the only one that does. If Bill Malusian and his gorgeous head of hair spend one more day on the southern border, he gets a free milkshake and a blowout. He could donate his hair to bald lions. And why doesn't he? The border's a mess, no doubt, but now so is the sanctuary that is New York City. Up until recently, migrants were being housed in an upscale hotel in Midtown Manhattan. It's got a rooftop pool, a nice bar, fine furnishings, you know, things Jamie Lissau will never have. Ever. The city had plans to move the single illegal males from the hotel to a facility in Brooklyn to make room for migrant families. But the men are not budging. So how's that for irony? We say to the male migrants, welcome to our country. And then they turn around and say to incoming migrant families, go back to where you came from. So it appears that illegal immigrants are also vehemently against illegal immigration. The moment they get here, they turn from helpless refugee into Ann Coulter. I'm surprised they didn't start chanting, build a wall, build a wall. My goodness, this is amazing. So when buses showed up to haul the men away from the hotel to a simp clean facility, they didn't hop on. Instead, they took to the sidewalk out front, camped out, demanding they stay and pulling the asylum seeker card. They claim they're refugees, but complain the accommodations at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal are subpar. Then they give a shaft to incoming families. Here's one migrant's hot take.
For all men, it's only four bathrooms. If one gets sick, everyone gets sick. It's very ugly. The beds are horrible. They're a piece of fabric. They're like a military bed.
Oh. Sounds like your house, Jamie. Only four bathrooms for all men? And this coming from guys who can fit 40 into a Toyota Corolla when sneaking across the border? I get it, though, four bathrooms. That means they're a taco night away from disaster. And how dare they give these asylum seekers something like a military bed? You mean a bed comfortable enough for our troops who need to get a good night's sleep before going to war? Next time, maybe give us a heads up on the thread count you prefer. You know, when you sneak into our country, you freeloaders. I'm sorry, but what asylum seeker would turn down any of this? Unless they're lying about the so-called hardships that they're allegedly escaping from. I mean, where are they seeking asylum from? The Sandals Resort in Cabo? Have you seen some of these alleged refugees? They're dressed better than U.S. citizens. Where'd the coyotes drop them off? A Nike outlet store? They don't look tired and downtrodden to me. You know, this looks downtrodden. I don't see that. I've seen people look more exhausted after spending 2 weeks on a Carnival cruise line. They're not the refugees like the ones who came through Ellis Island. And if they were refugees, ask those single men why they left their families behind. It's like a reverse Titanic where Jack pushes Rose off the driftwood. That's how I would have ended it. I think we're being played. Thankfully, one smart, sexy man is pointing all of this out. I'm beginning to think that their hardship was greatly exaggerated. They're coming here not because they're, you know, refugees in danger from climate or crime or poverty, incentivized by our country to come here for jobs and free stuff. Because what desperate refugee comes to a sanctuary and complains about room and board? So true. That guy's so hot, he should come with a warning like a McDonald's apple pie does. So if you're fleeing Central America, it had nothing to do with root causes, unless the root cause is American generosity. So you can stop pretending to look, Kamala. I'm sorry, you can't call yourself refugees and still demand a timeshare when you get here. The fact is, it's lefty activists who are filling the heads of migrants with more than an episode of Yellowstone. As the New York Post points out, activists are deeply involved in the standoff itself with the larger effort to ramp up illegal migration. So this whole refugee crisis was a lie. I mean, it's a crisis for us, but not for them. And I say that for, you know, being very, very pro-immigration with adjustments based on what our country needs. But we're not allowed to question any of this or say, hey, I wonder if a $300 a night room might be crazy. You remember those pictures of another hotel with trashed rooms and empty beer bottles, food thrown out? I mean, these guys are partying, and they're partying on Kat's dime, you know, assuming she pays taxes. And now they're biting the hand that's feeding them for free. Sorry, folks, the next time you hear the word refugee, think of that great Tom Petty song and not these ingrates at the Watson Hotel.
Let's welcome tonight's guest.
Her last name is McDonald, but she doesn't have a farm. Host of the evening edit on Fox Business, Liz McDonald. Not only does this man write the news, he delivers it on his paper route. Fox News contributor and Washington Times opinion editor, Charlie Hearst. If he has to hear one more Alaska joke, he's going to get up and leave on his dog sled. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lithau. And she's living paycheck to paycheck, mainly because she keeps stealing her neighbor's paychecks. Fox News contributor, Kat Toop. Jamie, I think that as taxpayers here in New York City, we're all a little upset watching people get $300 a night hotel rooms and then complain. That's coming directly from people like me. But it's really got to upset you seeing immigrants, illegal immigrants, living a far better life than you. I mean, like, they're having a great time. They're socializing. They have friends. Some of them are actually making out.
Yeah, some of them are allowed near girls. Like, what the You really just, when you were describing it, I was like, oh my, you're like rooftop pool. I don't even have a floor top pool. You know how much more expensive it is to get it up there? And it's really frustrating. And that's like this whole story blew my mind, especially the thing about them sending other families away.
Yes.
Right? And right near there, there's much more affordable housing, by the way, like just a little bit. It's not like the best area, but I stayed in a hotel a couple blocks from there last time I was here. Not a great area. I remember I went to the front desk and I go, hey, where's the men's room? And she goes, just anywhere outside. Can I do really quick? I have one point and one joke, unless nobody laughs, and then I have 2 points.
Yes, please.
I think we have to be grateful. Mm-hmm. Right. Like they're seeking asylum and wherever they're coming from, we're trying to help and we're trying to do the best we can. And I think there's like a little bit of like, be really grateful. We're trying to like provide the best we can. Whoever's in charge, it's trying to provide like the best food and do the best they can. So it's like, just, I don't know, maybe try to don't complain about everything and go, wow, that's really kind mm-hmm. that people did that. Like, for instance, when I was married, I probably slept half of the years I slept on the couch, mm-hmm. right? But I was like, at least I'm inside the house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like a good place to be. That's what they should do. I was on the couch so much, like when my kids wanted to watch, they'd be like, Dad, do you mind if we sit on your cry bed and watch a movie?
That was a point and a sad, very sad story. Oh, man. Charlie, I have to ask you, when it dawned on me that the male illegal immigrants were telling they didn't want to move the families, they are definitely going to be Republicans.
Yeah.
The Democrats are counting on all of these Central Americans to become Democrats. The moment they're here, they're saying, get out of here.
Get off my lawn. No, it's real simple. It's all human nature, which is what's unique about our country, is that we have a country that's built on understanding human nature and sort of working around it. But it's just basically, of course they don't want new people coming in and taking their stuff any more than anybody else does. The whole country doesn't want it.
Yeah.
But it is true. The whole thing, not that the crisis isn't real, the crisis is real, but it is an entirely manufactured one, manufactured by politicians.
Mm.
It's entirely a scam. And all of these people are pawns. And when Democrats criticize Republican governors for using migrants as pawns, no, they're not. You're using them as pawns,
yeah.
And you've been using them as pawns to in order to build up this insane charade about racism in America. They are the ones who are actually abusing these
people. Mm-hmm. You maybe, you know, I drifted off. I was thinking about a New Yorker cartoon I should submit. It's like a lifetime chess board,
yeah.
And you know, people play him, and the pawn goes, "Stop using me as a pawn."
That was really good.
I swear to God, when he was saying that, I was like, "Why does nobody ever use someone as a rook?"
Yes, I've used someone as a queen before. Liz,
yes,
Liz, I wanted to ask this question for maybe 2 years, but I didn't have the guts to do it.
So you give it to me?
No, yes, no, but I mentioned it yesterday on the Five, and then today. That, like, I kept looking at the migrants, and I go, like, they didn't look like they walked very far. So I never know where the drop-off point is, where they just all of a sudden – and then they always had a white bag. They always had a white bag stuff. And they were all – they weren't sweating. Like, when I think of somebody, a refugee, they're sweating. They're on a lifeboat. They're, like, coming from Cuba. They're coming – they're fleeing Nazi Germany. They're fleeing Chairman Mao. They're fleeing the potato famine, Jamie. But here it's like they're all like they're healthy. Some are actually a little plump, Liz.
They do look plump.
I know.
You think women and children fleeing missile strikes or
right.
something, but these are men in designer bubble jackets,
yes.
throwing away dozens of bags of what looks to me like Chick-fil-A. I'm like, bring it over here.
Exactly.
Oh, so you know what gets me is that this looks like a block party for activists. There are more activists showing up
sure.
at these hotels than the migrants inside. So it feels like, all right, if you care about it, by the way, they're nonprofits existing on the taxpayer's nickel. You take them in.
Yeah.
You take in the illegal immigrants, right? When I saw those dozens of bags just tossed out, right?
Yeah.
What was it, hamburgers? I mean,
it looked like, I couldn't tell, it looked like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And don't knock a peanut good PB&J.
I will never knock that.
Don't you, Liz?
I promise.
It'll be off this show.
In a hot minute.
Kat, migrants were actually delaying your path to work today, weren't they?
Yes.
Tell us about it, please.
Okay. Well, I know we're talking about this as like an immigration crisis, and it proves the immigration crisis out of control. For me, the thing I notice about this most is it proves how insane the welfare state is.
Right.
Okay, this is a welfare issue first and foremost, because like you said, Charlie, like if you're in a luxury hotel room for free and being like, get out of here, to be like, I don't wanna, is like not the craziest thing I've ever heard. The craziest thing I've ever heard is that our government has such a level of disrespect for our money that they're like, what do we do? Let's just put them in luxury hotel
yeah,
rooms.
Exactly.
Everybody will pay for it. They don't care. Even though they still stay here, even though we all just endured the dismal Christmas tree traffic
yes.
and we somehow still didn't move out. Mm-hmm. I mean, and also for these activists to be getting out there and making such a big deal about the right to a luxury hotel room, I think it diminishes the real struggles
exactly.
that a lot of people who really are fleeing for asylum face, and people that want to come here legally and get a work visa, just how bogged down and expensive and ridiculous that process is. Focus on those things. The right to a luxury hotel room is not what...
It's because I'm extra handsome. Did airlines go on a woke bender trying to placate every gender? Major airlines around the world
right.
are getting rid of gender
I'm
going to
kill this.
It's
beyond the past
inclusive.
The point of fucking what I want
to
hear. Anyway, in the first goddamn place. Anyway, but, you know, but the whole topic of the story is bullshit tonight. But the thing is, yeah, and it's funny how these people come over and they're wearing really nice clothes. They don't look like they're starving either. You know what I mean? They don't look like they're, you know, it's like they got right off a fucking train and got dropped off at this, you know. You see what I mean by bullshit? Then this balloon bullshit. You know, then this secret document bullshit and some other. They got to keep this drama roll going for you. That's where I'm getting. I'm not really believing much of anything anymore. I'm just not doing it. You know, something ain't right. Anyway, I'm going to start this clip. Let's try this real quick, and we'll get to talking.
Don't look too well put together tonight. It's not like I'm not a style maven or anything. I'm just 36 hours out of surgery. But I really needed to talk to you tonight about this China balloon story, because I was watching it on the hospital TV, and it got me thinking, like, China's been giving us the double barrel middle finger for a long time. So I need to get on the air stat tonight and talk to you about this story, because I can't let this go. And I'm going to take a little bit of a contrarian view here, because Dan Bongino, and yes, I'm going to talk about myself in the third person, Bob Dole style. I've got some questions here. Here's my first question about this story, the China balloon story. Hey, listen, this is like laughter out of uncomfortability. Like, I laugh sometimes I'm getting a blood draw because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to laugh or I'm going to cry. Like, I can't believe this actually happened, right? So China, they seem to have chosen the most low-tech spying mechanism possible to humiliate the United States, a balloon. So when my grandmother took me to the zoo when I was a kid with my grandfather, I got a balloon. It's the same technology China's flying over the United States. Just to be clear, over sensitive nuclear facilities on the cusp of a major meeting between the two countries. Does any of this make sense to you? Because seriously, I have some questions here. I'm kind of crowdsourcing for the audience. So right before this major diplomatic meeting, where Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, by the way, is supposed to meet Xi Jinping. It's a pretty monumental thing. China picks a freaking balloon to fly over. Not their version of a SR-71 or whatever it is, Blackbird or anything. No, a balloon that we can all see. Anybody thinking to themselves, something here doesn't make sense? Because it brings me to question two. What particular capability is China demonstrating here if this is some kind of message? We can fly balloons? Look at us. We figured out helium. What particular capability are they demonstrating? Am I missing a portion of this story? Let me get to the third part, because maybe it'll make sense and why I have some questions and why I had to jump on here tonight and make sure I spoke to you about this. I'm hearing a lot of commentary on this, and I think a lot of it's a little bit off base, because why would China sabotage its own diplomatic efforts in a major meeting between the United States, Tony Blinken, and Xi, just days away, with a balloon? Well, let me give you a likely answer, because it'd be kind of weird to come on here, right, and propose a bunch of questions without answers. I mean, they don't pay me to just dump questions on you. Here's a likely answer. China's been playing us for chumps for decades, folks. As I opened up the segment with, they've been flipping us the double-barreled middle finger for a long time now. They've been in our universities with these Confucius Institutes. They've been infiltrating our businesses. They've been stealing our IP, our intellectual property overseas. They've been using government procurement methods to lock out foreigners from their own markets. They've had spy operations. They've even, I don't know if you saw the story a few weeks back, they even set up their version of like their own local police force right here in the United States. They've infiltrated Eric Swalwell's bedroom. Who even knows what happened in there? They had a spy allegedly in Dianne Feinstein, U.S. Senator's office. We all know, of course, about Hunter Biden's bank account, the CEFC. The Chinese energy conglomerate, which, by the way, was also connected to that FBI agent case who was indicted and arrested last week. So how does this all tie together with this balloon story and why I'm talking to you about this tonight? Here is the likely answer. Folks, this isn't the first time they've done any of this. Spied on our congressmen, invaded our universities, stolen our intellectual property, stolen our business secrets, stolen our government secrets. I think I was even part of that GAO leak. My Secret Service file, I got an email from the government, I kid you not, when they were alleged to have stolen all of the employee data from the Government Accountability Office. I was in that one too. I say this because this is likely not the first time they sent a balloon over here. These things have probably been flying over our airspace for a long time while they humiliate us. And you know why it's an issue now? And why the China balloon story is such a big deal? Because some eagle-eyed citizen caught it. He just, they saw it. It's just right. There. They've been doing this forever. This wasn't some, do you get what I'm trying to get at here? The point of this is, this wasn't a message by China because they don't even feel like they need to send a message. They think we're freaking idiots. We don't protect our colleges. We don't protect our business secrets. We've got spies in Feinstein's office. We've got one of them doing a with a Swalwell. They think we're morons. They're like, yeah, screw it. Screw these losers. Fly a balloon over their nuclear facilities. What are they going to do about it? They're going to let it fly over the whole country before they shoot it down over South Carolina. Folks, they've been flipping us off for a long time. This is only an issue because it's not an issue to China. Joining me now is Hoover Institute fellow and a good friend to the program, Victor Davis Hanson. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. I don't know this story. You're very welcome. This story is bizarre to me because it doesn't seem like this is an anomaly at all. It only seems to be an anomaly because someone saw the balloon.
Yeah, I think there's two stories here. One is the what you mentioned, the act of humiliation. So they're sending a message to Taiwan, South Korea, Australia, Japan. They're saying, this is your ally. You're in our neighborhood, and this is your ally. We send a balloon right through their continent, and they don't do anything. And it's a, and then they're going to add, this is a pattern, because remember, the, one of the first things that happened with the Biden administration, they were humiliated by the Chinese in Anchorage, Alaska. And I think this is the third or fourth time in the last 5 years they've done something like this. They destroyed drones in international waters of ours. In 2001, they forced down and rammed an EP-3 spy plane. They confiscated the crew. They ransacked the plane. They took the secrets, and we had to apologize for it. So in their way of thinking, our relationship's asymmetrical, and they can do whatever they want, and we're always going to find an apology. The other side of the story is this administration could have taken this thing down as it approached the Pacific or over the Aleutians in our airspace or water space, but they didn't do it. And I don't think they would have, and I think you're right, unless somebody had saw it. And then the explanations kept changing. They said, well, it's just a weather balloon. It's not very sophisticated. They can find it by spies. And then people pointed out, well, you know, it has that capacity of two buses, so they must be experimenting with a big payload, and it could have weapon significance. And maybe this slow-moving balloon can take more accurate pictures. And then they changed and said, well, we wanted to protect people, and we were afraid of the debris, and, you know, Montana's a pretty empty place. And so I think public pressure finally forced the administration to do that. But if we had done anything like that in China, we would be on the brink of a war in their way of thinking. If Donald Trump in 2017 had allowed Putin to take a balloon to go over the United States like that, he would have been impeached, you know, a third time.
And Victor, they've got to be laughing at us, not just because of this incident, but think about it. They know the whole payola and pay-for-play deal, right? So they have to be thinking to themselves, you have a president of the United States whose son, there's various allegations substantiated by a number of records and reporting, that's been doing business with this Chinese energy conglomerate. They've got to be thinking, how stupid are these people? I mean, the guy shares the president's last name. He's his son. I mean, they have to they've infiltrated our universities through these Confucius Institutes forever, and we've done almost nothing about it. These are if the roles were reversed and we were trying to buy off their people, they'd have our people executed over there. I mean, it's just such an asymmetrical relationship.
I think they're having an internal debate, and they said, look at what happened in Anchorage. Look what happened in Kabul. Are these people serious? And somebody in the high councils in Beijing said, well, let's send over another balloon and see what they do.
Right.
And then somebody said, see, I told you, they don't do anything. And we've got to make sure that the South Koreans and their allies know that they're not going to come to their assistance, and they better join us, the rising power, and divorce from the descending power. And the Biden administration, either thinks that this is not important, or they don't really care, or they're scared of China. But, I don't understand one thing.
No, they were paid off. It doesn't matter. All right.
Yeah, China paid for this privilege. They did. Yeah. And, you know, this really goes to show how secure this country really isn't. That's all it shows. If they allowed this shit to happen like this, they could come in anytime they want, never fucking do nothing about it. Nobody cares. So they could do whatever the fuck they want when they want. You know, so, you know, that's what it looks like. That's what it, the picture it paints to me. You know, don't get me wrong. But anyway, I'm going to crank open these phone lines with some folks here stick around. But yeah, man, I think it's so much bullshit. You don't know what to believe anymore with these motherfuckers. You just don't know what to believe with them. Either, you know, it's this or that. And yeah, I think like the open borders, that gives them an opportunity to come in here and set up camp. We are being fucking infiltrated, technically, in reality. And it's right there in front of us, right fucking in front of you. So, you know, I know, let's blame the fucking people. You voted for this motherfucker. You voted for him. So this is what you get. It's your own fucking fault. Let's blame you. Not the reality of, no, let's don't be real about it. Let's be artificial and fake and blame you. You're the motherfucker that voted him in, you know. Trump's a no good son of a bitch, and the other ones were no good son of a bitch too, which that's true too. There was a lot of no good son of a bitches that ran the fucking White House. It has become a joke. It's become a fucking joke anymore. This country is a wide open fucking target. If that is the case, if that is a logistic, if it is the fucking truth of this goddamn balloon bullshit in Chinese, and they let this bitch skip across the whole United fucking States, something is fucking wrong here.
Yeah.
You can't tell me any fucking different. Hey, Gunn, what's going on, man? You see what I'm saying, man? This is bullshit.
Well, you know, if Trump was in there, this shit would not have happened. He would have shot that motherfucker or ordered it shot down before it even touched the coast of the United States, okay?
Yeah, before it hit land, right.
Yeah, before it even hit land. I think they said they had to shoot it down within 13 miles of the shoreline because that's U.S. waters. Then you go into international waters or something like that. But anyway, they could have done that on the West Coast out there. Okay, easy. I mean, what the fuck? So, you know, that thing could have had a bio weapon in it. It could have an EMP bomb.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
The whole stuff,
you know? Yeah, it could have had Corona 3 in it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, think about it. Anyway, think for yourself, say in the chat room, wait, didn't they just shoot that down over the Atlantic? I don't know that. I can't say. I know it danced across the United States.
No, they shot it down right off the coast of, what is it, Carolina, North Carolina, or whatever it is.
Okay, but anyway, supposedly it went to Missouri. It went through here too.
Yeah, it went over the whole fucking United States from coast to coast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, when they shot it down, it's sitting in 47 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's sitting in 47 feet of water, so it'd be easily retrievable. 47 feet of water.
Okay.
Right off the coast, you know.
Yeah.
Probably
hey,
Mikey, what's
happening,
man?
Right. Hey, you know, and here's the deal. I listened to the governor of not Missouri, but Montana, who there's not a lot of people living in Montana, and it's a very rural state. And he said they could have damn well shot it down over Montana and been done with it.
Yeah,
you know,
would have been nothing to it. But all we're worried about hitting somebody. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the deal. We know he's in the back pocket of the Chinese. This
mm-hmm.
idiot as a president.
Right.
As a so-called president. Yeah, Senor Poopy Pants.
Right.
You know, and that's the deal. And look, what's the guy's name? War Room, Bannon, Steve Bannon. He likes to say elections have consequences and stolen elections have dire consequences or catastrophic consequences. Well, it's true. You know, well, there you go. And by the way, I'm sorry I didn't make it last night. Like I said, in the
past,
that's
right, bro.
Had a tough day.
That's right.
I got up later, you know, after you went off and I turned it on and I heard you and Gunn talking about what happened.
Right.
And basically, Gunn was right. All I did was, you know that when you write down a website on like Google or whatever, and it's like HTTP/.
Right.
You know, that's all I did was I put that / in his chat room and he went off. That's all I did.
You're talking about the nutcase.
The nutcase,
yeah.
Comrade George.
I didn't know you were so upset about that, Mike. That's why we didn't see you. But I don't care about that shit. That doesn't matter. And I can imagine what he said. I'd love to hear what he said. Do you remember what he said? Out of curiosity?
The first thing he did is he assumed I was going to ask for forgiveness. He said, I'm not forgiving you. And when I said, okay, I wasn't asking for your forgiveness.
Right.
That's exactly what I said. And he went off on you and he went off on Gunn. You know, and
why could good motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a member. I'm a fucking member.
And
I'm a member of the No Good Motherfuckers Association. I'm union. I'm a union, member of the No Good Motherfuckers Union.
And get this, he cock blocked the fucking show because you can't get to it now. We tried. He blocked.
Is he that much of a pussy? Really?
Yeah, he is. I guess he is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if he's listening to my show, I don't give a fuck. Don't care. Don't give a shit. I'm not the one getting all metal fucked. And I am not involved with none of that in the first place. You know, even though I support the one party, for what they did, because that's right. You had no right to do that. You know?
Well.
Then the way the motherfuckers act now, and I can't forgive him. I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm not going to let what he'd done fuck with me. You know, because that's what he wants.
No.
It gives him power.
I did is I went and trolled him. That's what I did.
Yeah, but that's cool.
I didn't say.
Right.
I didn't, I just. Yeah, he cock blocked the show. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Ended up him cock blocking the show. But all I did was just trolled him. And I didn't say a word.
It's the same old bullshit story with him. It doesn't matter what you do. Just don't matter. So, I wouldn't let it bother you. I ain't gonna let it bother me. I don't care. I know where the source is. I know the source. You know what I mean? So, I'm not going to feed into that fucker. Ain't going to happen. He's on his fucking own. And think for yourself, just left the conversation since I brought that up. I wonder if.
Yeah.
I wonder if. Anyway.
But,
who knows?
It's balloon thing. I mean, we know there's an invasion going on through the southern border. We know that. And it's not just.
Well, that didn't come from the southern border. They came from the west, man. Where are you talking? Oh, you're talking about the border. Yeah, right. But we're getting it from both ends now, both sides.
Oh,
the west
yeah.
and the south. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's become so asinine, and people are just too fucking. My claim is people are too lazy to care anymore. They're like, do whatever the fuck you want. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Nobody. They portray it on the news to make you think that somebody gives a fuck, but nobody cares. Why? You know what I mean? I mean, we have allowed these people to practically do whatever they want with us. It don't matter. Nobody cares. You know, they take away all your rights, every fucking thing, everything. You ain't got the right to walk across the street unless you're walking where they want you to do it. That's right, unless you have permission from them, how they want you to fucking do it. And that comes down to all the licensing, the permits,
So, I've thought about this a long time ago, and I still think about it today. It all comes back to the fact that's why I don't want to be in business no more, okay? Because here's the deal, okay? I had to get a tax number, okay? In the state of Missouri, you got to get a tax number. It's anywhere. You got to get a fucking tax number, okay? Because you're going to be charging sales tax. Plus, you got, remember, don't forget the federal income tax and all the federal government taxes I pay. Those all state taxes I pay. So you got to pay two different fucking companies money to be able to do what you want to do. But when I got my tax number, you know, first when I first got my tax number, I thought, it's cool, man, I'm a complete legal business. Everything's fucking cool. Until I started taking people's money, okay? Then it dawned on me. I just paid these motherfuckers money to have permission to take money from other people for them. Why should I have to give them money to take money for them? See what I mean? See my point?
Because they're engaged in legalized stuff. That's why.
Yeah. This is sales tax number. But I'm just saying, you know, you got to have this motherfucker. You don't understand how much paperwork there's involved to run a business anymore. Even with computers, it don't fucking matter. Computers make it easier, but it's still a lot of paperwork involved. Lots.
Oh, I know. I was in business for 10 and a half years.
Well, you know, right. But I'm talking today, though, Gunn. I'm talking today.
Oh, no, yeah. Not bad.
But like I said, if I sold somebody a set of tires for their fucking car, truck, van, whatever, okay? And say it came up to $600 or $700, okay? Well, but the tax net is 6.9% of the state of Missouri, okay? Mm-hmm. So that means 7 cents per dollar. You follow me on that? Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So the state just made about 50, 60 bucks off that sale. Didn't have nothing to do with it. They did not contribute to it whatsoever of any of the work, labor, shipping, anything to make the sale happen. The sale just happened. They just get money for it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
By hundreds of millions of transitions a day,
right.
Transactions a day.
And then these motherfuckers say they don't have no fucking money. Then they say they don't have no money.
That's a pretty good little chunk
of
change.
You see what I'm saying, man? You pull me out, you get me gun right. I'm like, wow, something's wrong here. Something's really fucking wrong,
I've known that for a long fucking time. All the fucking the taxes, all the fucking permit fees, all the fucking this, that, property tax, this shit, that shit. But yet, look at the fucking roads out there. They're still full of fucking holes. The goddamn bridges and infrastructure is running down. Everything is falling down. Where's all this money going?
I told you about that little town with about 1,500 fucking people in it. All of a sudden, the city board wants to fucking levy a $50 tax on these people.
Yeah.
Besides the property tax they already paid to the state and county.
You know,
the repair the roads.
Remember,
but there's six businesses there. Six businesses there. And there's two of them that make millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And you don't get no percentage of that shit they sell?
Nope.
You know? So, that's how that works.
Remember what was it during the Obama administration? They passed that, what was it, the infrastructure bill? It was so-called shovel-ready jobs. Where'd that money go to? It didn't go. Our roads still have potholes in them. Our infrastructure, I-10 and I-20, I-12 and all that stuff, you know, Interstate 10 and all that stuff still has work being done to it, or work that needs to be done to it.
Right.
And it's like,
right.
Okay. Where'd that money go to? That money that was supposed to go to the infrastructure, where did that money go to?
Right. Well, that's see there too. You know, like I was in the capital of Mississippi, and you want to talk about a fucked up state, man. You want to talk about fucking road problems? Mississippi is fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up a long time ago when I went through there. Yeah, it was fucked up then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, before I hit fucking Arkansas, the fucking roads, the heat down there is so fucking intense, the roads melted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fucking crazy. And they're fucking, it's cheap, you know, just their capital, the state capital. That fucking city has so many potholes in that motherfucker, and they ain't been touched. I'm talking potholes. You could drop a fucking car off in it. You know what I mean? I mean, if you went off, your car went off in that fucking pothole, your goddamn car would be on its frame. I'm serious. That's how deep them motherfuckers are. It's like, wow.
I don't know what it is, but here in Texas, they seem to, maybe they're not pocketing all the money. Okay. I'm sure they're pocketing some of it. Okay.
Of course they are.
Every time
so much
you
of
go
it
out.
Coming. It's
so much
a
of it
continuous
still, but
waterfall,
what
man.
I'm saying,
right.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is every time I go out, there's always crews working on the fucking bridges up here and the highway.
Yeah, right.
Over here.
Bro, I'm sure.
Right,
because they get their cut from everybody, Gunn. They get their cut from everybody.
They're building new off-ramps
to these motherfuckers.
And they're building new off-ramps and bridges. And
yeah.
Shit, you got to go half north on 75 and
see
that fucking bridge.
They got money they got to get rid of. Gunn, they got money they got to get rid of it, brother. They got to use that shit. They can't sit on all that money.
I guarantee you that
some of
these...
They can't spend it as fast as they get it. That seems to be the issue.
I guarantee you some of these fucking bridges down here are probably 200 and 300 feet tall. The big ones they just finished...
Right.
I mean, these motherfuckers—it's an engineering wonderland.
Right.
When you can drive through this, and they're still working on it. They've been working on it for 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fancy shit down there. You know, with the Star of Texas.
Oh,
man, it's
fucking
fancy. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, fuck yeah, exactly. When you got that kind of money, but that's what I'm saying, though, bro. Their money milking system never ends.
No,
look at the different types of tax brackets there are. This is the perfect way to get free fucking money. This has turned into the biggest Ponzi scheme you've ever fucking could fathom in your mind. I mean, you couldn't write a book like this. You know, I'm serious, man. You got fucking taxes on liquor. You got taxes on guns. These are individual taxes. They don't mean one. There's no straight line fucking tax, man. That ain't the way it works. Everything has a different tax, you know, percentage. They all do, okay?
I bet you there's a
tobacco tax, alcohol tax, gas tax, all that, you know, fuel tax, all that shit. Individually.
I bet you there's a fucking tax. I bet you there's a tax on pussy out there in goddamn Las Vegas.
I'm sure there is. Absolutely. There is. I'm sure. No doubt. Man, we talked about it the other night. There's a tax on fucking water and fucking tax on shit. So the water you buy, you got to pay tax on that water you bought to put through your body. Then when you take a shit, you got to pay tax for the shit you put in that motherfucker. You've been taxed three times. Text when you bought it, text when you ate it, and fucking text when you shit. Three times.
Three fucking times. Yep.
Yeah. Think about it. That's the reality of this.
Huh?
You're taxed to death. Taxed. You know, so these TV evangelists ain't looking too bad to me. I'm thinking about, brother, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm thinking I'm going to spread the word. I'm going to spread the word.
Listen, you're even taxed when you use your washing machine. You're taxed when you bought the goddamn thing.
You're taxed when you wipe your asshole. You're taxed.
Well, yeah, listen, you bought your clothes, you're taxed. You buy your washing detergent, you're taxed, and you're paying for the water, the wastewater to be taken away, and you're taxed.
You're paying for the water to wash it. You're paying for the water that goes away. Yeah.
The water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fucking money to heat the goddamn water, whether it's gas or electric.
Yeah, exact. Don't matter.
Nope. Absolutely.
So why they hate motherfuckers like me? I'm the kind of people they fucking hate. They hate me. Because I'm just not fucking, look, dudes, they try to outlaw wood burning fucking furnaces and stoves, you know what I mean? Wood burning heaters, shit like that. They tried. But then they're also trying to, you know, out ban fucking gas stoves, cooking stoves. Okay.
They're insane.
Well, exactly.
Insane.
Yeah. But then they'll back up. They'll come off it because, like, wait a minute, we're making money off that shit too. You know, it's like everybody goes, well, firewood's cheap, yeah. and it is. Firewood is fucking cheap if you do it yourself. But you're still taxed on that, too. And people said, you're out of your fucking mind. How can you be taxed? You're using your chainsaw, your wood, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. You got to buy gas for that chainsaw, don't you? And you got to buy a chainsaw.
You got to buy a chainsaw.
Yeah, and you got to buy plugs. You know, right.
And
you need to buy the truck and haul the shit. Or you got to put gas in it for your log splitter. Then shit breaks down. You got to buy parts for it to fix it. Yeah, so
you gotta buy the fuel mixture.
It's the cheapest way, but it is the cheapest way because there's not, you know, one, you don't have a tax, you don't have a middleman. You know what I mean?
True.
So that's you're saving money, a lot of it. But it's anything that's what I mean when I've talked before about the simple fact of us going full digital currency. That simple fact is going to be everything is taxed, like little Johnny cutting my grass. Little Johnny cut my grass, but he had to pay tax on it. It was considered income. Which the Constitution says you shouldn't have to pay tax on your labor of your back. You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to do that. Or off the sweat of your back or something like that. I can't remember exactly how to order, but anyway, that's what it says.
Think about this, Ron. You're in the automotive business. The government makes a ton off of what? These gas taxes, right?
Sure they do.
I know gas prices are high now, but are $5, $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon. But imagine if you took away the gas taxes. Yeah, it'd still be cheaper. But instead of being $6 a gallon, it might just be $3 a gallon.
It'd be about 50 cents.
Look how much taxes how much is gas? I'll do it for you. Fuck it. The simple fact of gas taxes.
There's at least 85% taxes on 1 gallon of gas, okay? So if you take that away, you're talking about 50 cents, 75 cents a gallon for the actual gas, way it should be. I mean, it was one day. I mean, I remember when gas was fucking 95 cents a gallon, okay? So what the fuck happened since then for the same damn liquid? It hasn't changed, you know?
Okay.
You put it in your gas tank.
Here's the deal.
We know everything's inflated right now. And, if you take away the $6 a gallon, you take away those gas taxes, it's still going to be inflated, but it's not going to be inflated as much, right?
Well, inflation is artificial. It's a man-made thing. Just to fuck you. They're doing this inflation thing to fuck you, okay? Inflation is not real. It's a made-up thing. Just like the taxes. They're not real. It's just a made-up thing. My gun is not real. It doesn't live. It's an inanimate object. So how can it think and produce itself? And to think that, I'm going to raise myself. I'm going to raise myself my value. I'm going to do all these great and wonderful things when it's a hunk of goddamn metal. So it's not natural. It's man-made. So all this inflation is bullshit because it's man-made. All this other shit that you see today is man-made. Okay? Nobody else made it. Okay? Because the damn show ain't natural. That's a fact.
Well, let me give you some examples on this tax on fuels, okay? Y'all ready for this shit? The first one on the list is the state of Alabama, okay? Now, automatically, federal gas tax is 18.4 cents a gallon, okay? So the federal government gets 18.4 cents. That's 18.5 cents, right, per gallon, okay, on regular gasoline, right? Diesel, the federal gas tax is 24.4%. Okay? Now, Alabama, their tax on gasoline is 29.21 cents per gallon, right? So, fuck. Why is it whenever you need a goddamn pen, you can never find one?
Never can. You know.
No. Every fucking time, my desk, I got to dig through shit. But anyway. So here's why I'm going to look at this. Okay, if gasoline tax is 18.4%, right? Then you take the regular state tax on it. Let's add another 29 cents, 0.21, okay? So when we do the math on that, we get, let's see, 47.25 cents. 47.25 cents per gallon. Okay? So for every gallon of gasoline that is sold, the state of Alabama, and between the state of Alabama and the federal government, they get 47 cents a gallon. Like I said, they get 29 cents, 0.21, you know, I'm sorry, 18.4, that's 18, I'm sorry, bad, my math was bad on that. Anyway, so anyways, 29 cents per gallon. That's per gallon. So if you buy 10 gallons, that's $2.90 fucking cents. The state just got for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You follow me? So you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Shit. So in the federal government,
yeah, and then the federal government made them a chunk of change, too. They made $1.80. See what I mean? Yeah. For nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And absolutely nothing. And so, yeah, it's... It did. Let's see. Here's a bad motherfucker here. This is the state of California. The sales tax on a gallon of gas in the fucking state of California is 66.98 cents a gallon. So 67 cents a gallon. So that's $6.70 for every 10 gallons of fuel you buy the state of California just made. Interstate sales tax on diesel fuel is 93.8. How closer could you get to a fucking dollar than that? 93 fucking cents a gallon.
Wow.
Yep.
Don't that blow your fucking mind?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And it says gasoline subject. It's also still subject to a 2.25 sales tax. Diesel is subject to 9.25 sales. So there's another, yeah, it damn near hits a dollar a gallon for taxes alone. You see? Fucking crazy, ain't it? That's a lot of money, man. How many times you drive by gas station and see a car pumping fuel in it, motherfucker? Continuously.
All the time.
See what I mean? Yeah, never stop. It never stops. That tap never turns off, man. Nope. That tap never turns off. So, you know, and then the operator that owns the gas station, he ain't making maybe a half a penny a fucking gallon. He ain't getting shit, really. You know what I mean? He's not. But
yeah,
29 cents, like I said, using Alabama, for example, 29 cents is a lot. I think Mississippi, let me find the lowest one. I mean, they're all sucking money, fucking. God damn. New York, the city of New York is 46.19% per gallon. But they're cheaper on diesel for some reason. They're only 44.64 on diesel.
What?
That's fucking weird. That's crazy.
Weird.
Pennsylvania is 58 cents, 58.70, and their diesel is 75.20. Fuck. Fuck, man. Wow.
They're crazy. They
wow.
Just
the only one, the lowest one is Mississippi, and it's 18.79 cents per gallon, and they charge 18.4. Oh, they're cheaper than diesel, too, in fucking Mississippi. Fucking gas cheap as motherfucker in Mississippi, man. Fuck. But that's, you know, okay. Let's go, let's just for the fun of it, let's say tobacco tax. Okay, here's the deal. In the state of Missouri, it is 17 cents per pack. Okay, / 20 packs. So buy in by 10% volume. Hang on a second. What the fuck did I do? Let's see. Okay. Yeah, 17 cents. Montana is $1.70 per pack, 50% by volume, okay? Nebraska, 64 cents a pack. Nevada is $1.80 per pack. So for every pack of cigarettes you buy in the state of Nevada, you know, you got to pay $1.80 per pack. Oh, they're saying slash 20 packs. So that's okay. So about 17. I think they're going by the carton rate. Yeah, okay. Alaska's $2. Arizona's $2. Arkansas's $1.15. Yeah. Yeah, it's right on a 20-pack series. But, yeah, it's still Buck, Maryland, $3.75. That's per carton. Yeah, so it so anyway, okay. So, okay, look. You go in to buy $10 worth of gas, a carton of cigarettes, and a fifth of whiskey, okay? So you probably paid about $15, $16 just in tax alone before you walked the fuck out of there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. People don't think about it. They don't think about that, Bart. But it's a fact. It's a very good fact, you know? So when, you know, that's – then we got this debt ceiling. For some reason, we can't pay our fucking debts.
Yeah,
but we're sucking all this money out people. They do the same thing in England. England does the same fucking thing. We're exactly copying what England does, you know? I still think we're fucking ruled by the fucking queen, the crown, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know. Living is a weird fucking thing. The only motherfuckers at peace are dead fuckers. You know? Really? So what... You know, I mean, I'm not saying go out and kill yourself. Don't do that. Stay alive makes your life miserable. But it's sad. It's a sad world, man. We all could be living much better. We could be living much, much better. You know?
Yeah,
we could be. If the fucking, the damn near breath wasn't sucked out of our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, rules, regulations.
Okay. If this system would have been a better system than what it is right now, the shit that happened to me would have never happened. Never happened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Never fucking would have happened. Okay. Right. So it's their fault. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Not my fault. It's their fucking fault.
But yeah. They know it was wrong, but you're wrong. See, that's the fucked up part about it, you know?
Yeah. They blame me when they're wrong. Yeah, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly, sure. Right. The point is they get hedged by the balls. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They work on people. I'm not saying you're stupid, Gun, but you did sign the paperwork. You know what I mean? That's the problem, bro. Signed that power of attorney.
I was under threat and duress.
Right. But that should have been looked into. You know, looked into.
Yeah.
But
you
that's
know,
not
and,
the
and
way
it works. Like,
these people are thieves, man. If they see an opportunity to fuck somebody out of something, they do it, you know?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is how much... The income tax is a scam. People think they're getting a good deal when they get the rebate checks, right, from the federal government, you know, the tax rebate checks. But all that is, and I learned this from Rush Limbaugh, all that is the government admitting that they took too much money. So the rebate check is, it's your money. That money is your money. And they say, okay, we're going to give you this rebate. They're making you say, well, we're giving you our money. No, but they're taking your money, and a rebate check is nothing more than them admitting that they took too much of your money.
No, it's money they've used. They took and borrowed your money, more or less, they say. That's what they're saying. You know? But, okay, do you get all the money back that,
not all of it, it's just whatever.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get it all back.
No.
You know, what you paid into it, you know.
Right.
That's the sad part.
It's whatever, it's maybe... whoever gets whatever, it may be no more than $500 $800, $1,000, whatever it is, you know, that you're going to get back. You're not going to get back the 35% or whatever, 29 to 35% that they take, you know. And that's another scam. Oh, we're going to take 35% of your income. That's a scam.
And it turns out to be more than that 35% in the long run.
Yep, sure does.
Yeah.
More like 80%.
Yeah.
Overall.
Well, that was the big at one point. Sean Hannity every night would say, "Okay, here's what I pay 35% in income taxes. I pay this in to the state of New York. I pay this to the state, to the county, or whatever county you lived in. I pay this to New York City, where he lived at the time." And it's like he's paying three different things, and it ended up, I think the percentage was like, by the time he paid all his taxes, including the New York State and the county and the city, he was paying, what, 60% of his income to the Big Daddy State, depending on, you know, federal, state, county, city, you know, that type of stuff, 60%. So, yeah. These taxes are a scam.
Yeah, Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme. Y'all think it's doing something? It's going to the rich. The motherfuckers becoming rich off your money that work in fucking politics. That's it. Where's our benefits? We got insurance. We have health insurance and all that shit. Help me, or whatever we call it. But you know, that's nothing. That's something they have to do. Because if they didn't help people get help, you know, to get cured from diseases and shit and whatever, then it would be a catastrophic fucking thing. If you look back in ancient times, diseases that broke out fucking killed thousands of people. So they have to do something to control that. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, with less people, less money. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's get people to live longer, spend more money. Let them be a consumer. I mean, you see where they've got paranoid, and they give out them fucking stimulus checks. You know what I mean? I know a lot of motherfuckers didn't need no goddamn stimulus check, but fuck, extra fucking $1,500, $1,600, whatever they gave them. Fuck, they was happy with it. I would be too. Fuck, I was happy with it. Matter of fact, I got a couple of myself. Fuck, that ain't no problem. They just sent it to me automatically. Didn't give a fuck. Do what?
Yeah. We talked ad nauseum about the law and the system and all this stuff, and it's like, okay, and we know that the prisons are a money thing. I mean, think about it. You send the guy up for a life sentence, right? Forget about putting him on death row, whatever. If it's just a life sentence, right? What happens when he reaches 65, 70 to 70 years and he's still in the prison, he or she is still in the prison, and you have, now you're getting to the point of where they're getting starting to have health problems, and you're having to keep them healthy on the people's dime, and bingo, bango, bongo, you know, more money goes to the prisons, to the jails, and all that shit, right? That's the way it works, right?
Well, wonder if this inmate worked a regular job all their life or whatever, and then they fucked up and went to prison. See what I'm saying? So it'd actually be their shit they're using, their own money.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But no, the taxpayer pays. That's how it fucking works out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, one way or the other. It doesn't matter. And that's where it doesn't matter.
Well, that's, you know, it's, you're categorized. You're fucking categorized like that. But here's the thing. Say you go to jail, get out. All of a sudden, you got all these other fucking rules you have to live by because you were in jail one time. You know, like the gun laws, you know, if you're expelled, you can't own a gun or all that shit. And, you know, or you can't fucking whatever. I mean, like I see where these parole deals and probation deals are these, well, was it fucking bond? People that get out on bond, you have to go by special fucking rules. I mean, every bond bill I've ever seen in the past 5 years always says, don't drink alcohol, don't use drugs, don't do nothing while you're out on bond, okay? So now it's called bond condition. You know, you have to go by these conditions as long as you're on bond. In other words, you can't live and be free like an American would be done. You know what I mean? You got all these restrictions. So, you know, you can't do shit.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember.
So you're not free. You're not paying for it. I paid for this freedom, motherfucker. I'm out on bond.
Yep.
So, but they look for any other excuse to keep milking that money machine pumping. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's like I got an argument with somebody about motherfucker on probation.
I mean,
this guy was on probation, and he got some probation agent knew him, seen him, told his probation agent this motherfucker was buying liquor, so they signed a petition on this guy, right, or whatever, citation, like a ticket type thing to him on him, you know, for buying that liquor, because you ain't allowed to do that when you're on probation. You know what I mean? And it's not a controlled substance. Liquor is not a fucking controlled substance. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and if you're at legal age to buy it, it shouldn't matter. You see what I mean? And that just drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know,
you know, and to your point, think about this. I know it's a fucking reality show, but what's his name? Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
When he would go in there, when he was doing his show and whatever, and he'd go in there to these people and bail them out, he'd tell them all this stuff. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't ABC, XYZ. And he'd tell them this stuff. And he said, if you do this stuff, I'm coming after you because you're costing me money and you're forfeiting your bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he tell him, you know. Now,
well, yeah, but it works in his favor. That works it works in his favor because the fact is, Mike is the dog bounty hunter guy makes more money. If you go out and do this, and this, I come back and get you. So then you have to pay me again to get you back out again. Because you done voided that contract. The first contract would be the money you gave me the first time. You done fucked that up. Okay? So I'm going to revoke it. You lost your money and put you back in fucking jail. And if you want back out, you got to call me and we can do it all over again. You give me the money. You get out. As long as you go by the rules that I tell you, then you ain't nothing to worry about. You fuck up again. I arrest you again. You lose your money again. You have to do it all over again. So you've got to keep bailing yourself out.
Yep.
See what I mean?
Yep.
That's how it works. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I know bond agents. I know them personally. These motherfuckers are millionaires. And all they do is write paperwork out. Very little, my fucking 4 or 5 paragraphs on a fucking page. That's it. Sign here, motherfucker. It's all I need. Give me credit card information, bank account information, blah, 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 blah. Your mom, dad, daddy, your fucking daddy's
or
fucking slut, whatever. Yeah, your house,
or
your deed, your property, title, your fucking truck,
even.
Boat. Yep, motorcycles, yes. Doesn't matter. Anything worth buying, tractors, shit, they don't care.
Don't care.
Mm-hmm. They don't. Fuck yeah. Shit, I know a bond agent's got a fucking fully dressed Harley sitting in this front fucking room, baddest looking motherfucker you ever see. He got that from a bond. $80,000 fucking motorcycle.
Yep.
Boats,
yeah.
Yachts, doesn't matter what it is.
Nope. Says now, doesn't matter.
And some of these stupid people will fucking mortgage their house to get the money for the bond.
You know, it's just like I said, I'll keep up with that. It's a TV show, obviously, Patty Mayo, but obviously there's some part to it that is legal. okay, when they come out there with a record and said, well, you signed here on this bond, you put up your car for collateral against
right.
this person's bond. Now he jumped,
right.
he jumped bond, and we're taking your car.
Right. That's
and
right. Yeah,
record,
they do.
Have a, you know, record pull right up there
yeah.
and hook it up and take it off.
Yeah,
so
there
obviously
ain't
that
either.
Yeah, so obviously
yeah.
that part's legal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
and they could throw
yeah.
you out of your fucking house too if you put that up for collateral.
Yeah,
that's
I bet you they could.
Trust
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Fucking shit. I read a story. It's been about fucking I think 6-7 years back. I think some neighborhood. Fucking this elderly couple put their house up bond for their fucking grandson. He jumped bond. They lost the house.
Okay. Yeah,
they were thrown
it.
Out on the
yep.
fucking street, man.
Yep.
I would never
him?
Bond that little cocksucker
no,
out in the first place.
One. Oh, this has
well,
to be
know,
15
like said,
years.
But...
Go ahead.
No, I just say on this same show, the people that said they come to the door and say, "Well, you can't come in my house," and they, and these bond agents or something said, "Oh yeah, we can because you signed it. You signed the contract."
Mm-hmm.
So when you signed the contract, you gave us permission to come inside and look at, in your house to see if Joe.
Yeah,
Barber's
you gave
here.
Consent. That's right.
You gave consent, so you can't get the fuck out of my way, okay? And I'm saying, is that really legal? I guess it is.
It is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Gunslinger.
What happens?
Very legal.
What happens? Wait a minute. What happens if you shoot one of these motherfuckers? You go to jail. You go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You sign that fucking contract.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. But that's
yeah.
how it works.
But
listen, man. It's. I've thought about getting into it, but I said, you know, man, fuck. I'm at the age. I'm gonna be 57 here in about 9 more days. I'll be 57 years old. You know.
Ron the bounty hunter.
Ron the bounty hunter. Yep. He don't take no for a fucking answer. You know.
Oh shit.
He's beat more fucking people half to death to get his money. He don't care.
And they can do that. They can do that because they're not cops. Cops
right,
are held
right.
back. These bounty hunters obviously
have no immunity. But the bond agents don't have no immunity though, man. They don't have it. They can be sued at any given time. So,
I bet
you
it's harder to sue them. I bet you it's harder to sue them than a fucking cop.
Not if they fucked up. No, fuck. No, they're just normal, regular people. They're a business.
Mm-hmm.
Cops have to deal with the public in a different, whole different way. You know?
Right.
There has to be a certain situation to justify.
Let me tell you about somebody tried to run on me or on my dad at one point. This had to be 16-18 years ago. He got a call from somebody out in California. All right, and they said, well, your son is in jail. All right. Now, at this point, my brother had passed away. I'm my dad's only son. I'm still living at home. He knows this. They don't. And so they come in here and say, oh, your son's in jail. He did X, Y, and Z. Do you want to bail him out?
Mm-hmm.
It was a scam, right?
Right,
so
right.
My dad
mm-hmm.
said, okay. First thing he asked is, okay, what's my son's name? They got lucky, and he said, Michael, which is my name, right? Okay. How old is he? And this is where they screwed up. They said, and they didn't know, but they screwed up. They said, well, he's 28 years old, I think it was. But at that point, I was in my 30s, right? So they said, he's 28 years old. So right then and there, it was a scam. And so,
mm-hmm.
right? And what he told him, he said, leave his ass in jail.
Yeah. Come out here and get
and
me, motherfucker. Tell you where
mm-hmm.
I am. Come
yeah.
out here and get me. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah. Leave his ass in jail. And it's like, you sure you want to, and they say, well, we're lawyers. We can, you can hire us out. And this was part of the scam too. We're lawyers. You can hire us out. We'll do whatever we can to get him out of jail. And my dad said, leave him in jail. You know, he was calling their bluff. You know, so that was a scam they tried to run on my dad to try to get them all about the money, all about trying. They may have well been lawyers or whatever, but trying to get them to get him to hire them to do a case. All about the money.
But look how many scammers call on the phone nowadays. You know, I get them all the time. You know, how old are you, sir? You know, when was you born? What is your zip code? You know, shit like that. Final expenses. You know, your final expense. You know, I fuck with them hard too. You know, all kinds of ways. You know, hello, my name is Alex. You know, I'm like, okay, Alex, well, tell me your real fucking name in India, and I'll talk to you. You know, but because you know the name ain't Alex, ain't Bob or Greg, you know that shit. You know what I mean? You know that ain't your fucking name. You know, so you know what I mean. They try to pull that American accent off on that script. You know.
Oh yeah.
You need to rewrite your script, motherfucker. Your shit's all fucked up. You know.
Yeah.
But it's you know, fuck, come on. But it happens all the time, every day. I'm talking at least 12, 14 times a day, if not more. Yeah, well, some days less, but most time it's more. You know, so it's a number. I don't answer it. And a lot of times you'll get bots that are calling you. You know, hi, my name's Kelly, and I'm with the healthcare services provider to help you get free help with dental, eye, vision, hearing, and masturbation services from your government. You know, and you know it's a goddamn computer. You know it's a fucking computer. You know.
Yeah.
You know, motherfucker. Well, how many megabytes do you have, fucking Nancy? You know, one motherfucker on YouTube doing impressions, and they used I could do impressions that sound like Siri. You know, like fucking that Apple tool thing. You know, you talk to in your house, that thing.
Yeah,
that was funny as hell, man. I about cracked up laughing.
The big one for a while with us was, oh, we're calling from Microsoft. Your computer has a virus on it, and
right.
We can fix it from where we are, but it's going to cost you XYZ, you know, X amount of money. That was one of the big ones that was going around at one point that we used to all the time get, you know. And it's like, okay. How do you know my computer has a virus on it? Okay. And number two, how are you going to fix it from where you are? You know, that, and usually it was, you know, a couple hundred dollars or whatever the hell it was for the price of whatever he said they were going to do to the computer, right? And it's like, okay. How do you know my Microsoft computer has a virus on it? How do you know? And it's like that. And the other thing that we've been get lately, my mom had decided, because her dad was a cop and all that stuff, and her uncle was a cop, and thing to give to the Louisiana police officers fund. Well, we keep getting calls from these people, and it's basically a scam. Because from what I understand, they don't call you to make a donation. They don't call you.
No, uh-uh.
The police and the sheriffs and stuff, they don't call you.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I've got them calls, too. I got them, too. And some guy sounds really aggressive and all this kind of shit. Yeah, you know, you could help the police out in the farming. You know, we can send this to you, and you know, you'll guarantee us you're gonna send us something your way. Well, no, man, I can't help back you because I'm a Democrat. Got to go. Bye. Click. End story.
So wait. What you should have said at the time is, wait, I'm a fireman. Are you gonna help me?
Well, I said that. Matter of fact, I said that, Mike. One time I said, well, you know, I pay taxes. We're on a fire department. That don't exist. So I don't think you'll be helping if I'm paying my tax. I'm paying as much money as somebody's down there take. They put that in their own pockets. No, I wouldn't support them for shit. What's the sense in it? My shit catches on fire. All I'm going to do is get sit back to watch it burn down. I ain't going to get a chance to save it because of these motherfuckers, you know? So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it is what it is with this stuff, you know? I mean.
It is, yeah.
You know, the call, we get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 calls a day here. On our landline, which comes from through the computer, but that's neither here nor there. And it's like every time we get a call, it's not family calling because they'll call on our cell phones, right?
Right.
So it's like, okay, I tell my mom, let it ring. Not to answer it, let it ring, you know.
Right.
Because I know who it is. I know who's calling. I know what these people are.
Right.
Oh, she said I got it. It bothers her to hear her phone ring, so I've got to answer. And most of the time, it's you know, the police officer's benevolent fund or whatever the hell it's called. It's like, yeah, the police don't call you. For donations.
No. They don't.
Nah.
But anytime somebody's asking for money, they want free money, technically. Majority of the time.
Yeah.
You know. Or they want your information so I can fuck you out of a bunch of money. You know, it's like me.
Right.
I winded up getting on this website and bought a bunch of shit on it. And it's owned by the Chinese. So I'm supporting the Chinese. You know.
No good
boy.
Yeah, well,
Mr. Ron Chin.
I did not know it. Well, I didn't know because it gets shipped, but it's a warehouse here in the United States, man. And you get all that cheap Chinese shit from these people. I'm talking cheap, too. I kid you fucking not, you know.
You just can go to Walmart.
No, fuck no. I'd rather go to these motherfuckers. They're cheaper than Walmart. They put Walmart to fucking shame. They put Walmart to fucking shame, man. I'm telling you. It's fucking unbelievable.
You don't think this is funny? You know, you was talking about, you know, bond, you know, being out on bond and people having their bond revoked and all that shit. You ain't gonna believe this, but I live on a street and it's named Bond.
No shit.
B-O-N-D. No shit. It's
I think I sent you a letter more than once. I think I have that address. Yeah, it's all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, B-O-N-D, just like you're out. I don't call it. Yep.
Yep, B-O-N-D.
Dead
Oak.
Yep, dead Oak. Yeah, I call it
dead Oak.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yeah, fuck. Yeah,
crazy
it is.
Fucking name.
It is.
And it's
well, there's all
kinds of
crazy fucking street names.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty crazy. I mean, they're crazy street names, but it's dead end. You could go up to my driveway up here at the street. You could see the dead end down on the south, and you can turn north, and you can see the dead end down there. So you're dead end on bond.
Dead end on bond. Yeah.
Dead end on bond.
Oh, that's too funny.
Fuck me.
Couldn't have it any better.
If I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have no goddamn luck at all. Fuck me.
No.
You know?
No. Shit.
Right. Absolutely fucking great.
Yes. It is.
It ain't James Bond. Bond. So he's
Bond.
James
Bond.
I'm James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond.
It says here the China spy balloon China spy balloon just sent back its first pictures from Missouri. Is she too bad hillbillies throwing shit at? Giant shards of putting his wife with bare feet in the yard full of shit. It's hilarious. Yeah, I'm going to throw it in
cold for you, guys. You want to take a picture of my shit? Come and take a picture of my shit.
Oh, shit. Here, I'm throwing it in cold.
Some good shit here if you want it.
Yeah, that's it. Is this Foresight first? Is that right? Yeah, Forsyth Community Group. Okay, see that? I think you got a hit C post. Do you guys see that?
Let me get over here. The deal. C post. Yeah, I can click on it, I guess. No, it says join group.
Yeah, does it say C post?
The post is hidden because Forsyth, Missouri is a private group.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to agree to be kind and courteous. No hate speech or bullying. Please limit promotion.
Yeah, yada, yada. Yeah, well.
Good God.
I've seen some bad show, and they ain't kicked me out yet. Especially when it came up that fucking... that little fucking town trying to do that fucking that fucking $50 goddamn tax levy. Here's another one for you guys. Hope it'll get through. Yeah, there it is. It made it. That one made it through.
All I see is Crazy Nation Radio.
You don't see that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Got it. You get it, the balloon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
That's somebody with too much fucking time in their hands, you know?
Shit.
You know? God damn.
Fucking what? Damn. Motherfuckers. Stupid motherfuckers, huh?
This one's kind of funny, too. I kind of like this one just came up. So let me pop this up. Make fun of this shit. That's why I say fucking right. Here, check this one out, guys.
We can open up the balloon.
See the balloon with a box of Chinese food?
Holy shit. No shit.
Goddamn, I'm come across all kinds of shit here. Check this out. This is a...
Sweet.
Here's another one to entertain you with.
Oh. Give me some of that panda love, huh?
Yeah.
Some of that cow
taser
love.
Him, John. Taser, for the love of God, taser him.
Taser him.
Shit.
But what's funny about that one is there are some people that would like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
No doubt.
I mean, just like that one you put in there a few days ago about that guy turning himself into an alien gun.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Oh, yeah. You didn't see that? Go scroll up in the corner. You'll see the horrible picture. This motherfucker, like I said, the people out there got mental illness, man. I'm telling you, way on up there. Right before Friday was posted. Friday, man turning himself into an alien. Says he can't get a job. Wonder why? Gee whiz! Wow.
It's a crazy world to live in.
You need to lock people up like this. They need to lock people up like this. They have totally and completely lost their ever-loving fucking mind. If they even had a mind to start out with.
Well, that's the question. But, you know, the thing is, man, Hunter Biden, let's take that guy for example. The way he was raised, he's been taught he can have whatever he wants no matter what. You know what I mean?
That's how he grew up. That's what he believes. You know, that's his fucking real belief. His mom was a homewrecker. What do you mean?
Yeah, Jill.
You don't, Dr. Jill? Not Dr. Jill.
Yeah.
You know? How was she a homewrecker? Yeah, well, is that Hunter's mom? I don't know. Why don't I know that?
Yeah, that's his mom.
Is it? Okay. So I don't know if Joe was married before or whatever, or what have you. But that's pretty bad. Hunter turns around and goes and fucks his dead brother's wife after that. I'm like, wow, man. Fucking sure, all the fucking respect. All the fucking respect to all the poor motherfucker, you know? But he might not have been that fucking great either. You know what I mean? I hear a lot of good stories about him because he's gone. You hear all the bad shit about him, you know? So who knows? Who fucking knows, man? Shit's fucking batshit crazy anymore. Nothing makes any fucking sense. It really doesn't. That one, that site I was talking about where all the cheap Chinese shit is, you guys got a pen handy? Write this down. Let me know when you're ready.
You want me to write a number down?
No, I'm going to give you a name to type in. It's the website that all that cheap Chinese shit, like tools and electronics, all kinds of shit, gun.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of neat shit. Yeah. You got a pencil?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got a pencil? T-E-M-U. Temu. T-E-M-U.
T-E-M-U.
Yep. Just type that in and you'll see it. It'll save, you know, clothes,
T-E-M-U?
Tools and whatever. T-E-M-U.
.com.
Google that. No, just that word alone. That's all you need. T-E-M-U. And I mean, they are a hot ticket right now. I mean, they're you know, even though it's a Chinese company, man, they're making the fucking money.
Oh,
they
are Chinese,
too. Fucking right. It is, you're right. Mike, it is .com, www.temu.com. Explore the latest clothing, beauty, home, blah, 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 blah. But if you look at it, when you go on that site, go like, I don't know what you're into, but anyway, it's like a man's thing. Okay, here's what they have, industrial and commercial, which that's, you know, tools and shit. Power tools, I mean, jewelry, patio and lawn, garden, health, household, automotive, musical instruments, home and kitchen, appliances, tools and home improvement, sportings, outdoors, beauty, and health. That covers a lot. But anyway, of course, I went straight to industrial commercial. You know what I mean? Or just what they have, just what they have on sale. It's amazing. And the price of it, fuck. Crazy. I hate looking at this site, because every time I look at this motherfucker, I want to spend money. Fuck is this?
Fucking wow. Fucking eyebrow trimmer.
Uh-huh.
Scissors.
Well, while you're looking there, you can look in the corner, and there's another one of these freaks. Boy, this one here is a good one. Jesus Christ! Wow.
What's this deal? Everybody thinks I'm the devil.
Another one.
Yeah,
one of the freaks.
Yeah.
You know, if I met something like that in a dark alley, it wouldn't come out very well. It would not come out very well at all.
Why, you don't look like a bad-looking guy. What's wrong with him, man?
Yeah, well, he'd be wearing a fucking toe tag.
Why would you do that to him? He might be a fucking rock musician. Yeah, he don't scare me or shit. Remember, I'm a rock musician. I've seen crazy shit, bro. I mean, this guy ain't nothing to me. Little retarded,
be worse,
you know. And, yeah, there are. There's much worse than that. There is, man. I know. It's crazy. There's a lot of fucked up people. That's for sure.
I think Suzette was going to try to call in. She wanted the number. 563-999 or 3726.
Yeah, she's calling in the There she is. All right. Sorry about that. Hey, what's going on? Called in right before the end of the show. Suzette, Robette, or whoever it is.
Hello.
Hey, there she is. Hey, what's up? How's California treating you? How's nuisance?
Good.
I mean, nuisance.
Unfortunately, he's still breathing.
Fuck. God damn it. Just when you thought there was hope. So what's happening, Suzette? How you been?
Damn you. Actually, I have been in the hospital, but I guess I haven't been as bad as I could have been worse because I heard about Boyd's wife. So, Boyd, if you're listening out there, my condolences.
Boyd's wife?
Yeah, that was
what are you talking about?
She died.
Who, what?
She did pass
what?
Away? Fuck, we never knew nothing about it.
We didn't hear nothing. Nope.
Vito had told, because Boyd's been on their show lately, I guess, and Vito had spoke with Boyd, and Boyd had told him, because he's been MIA lately, so.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen him on this show, and he's usually on my show every time I'm on the air. He's usually here. So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I knew she was having some problems. I'll be damned. Well, fuck, man. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
God damn. Well, fuck.
I know. And they were in Texas. He was doing mother-in-law stuff.
Right. Yeah, and she didn't get bad, I think, until he started taking the road trip, I think, wasn't it? Or was she having problems?
I don't know. I thought she was doing better. She had a problem.
She had a problem before, I think.
Yeah, well, I know she did that. You're right. I thought she was doing good until they went on the road.
Yeah, she was doing well enough to travel. And Texas would have been good, except for now Texas is just having their own snowstorm. So I was like, well, they left Alaska to go into another one. Not laughing at them, but I'm just saying, oh, that sucks.
Right, yeah, it does. Well, I'll be damned.
Yep.
I'll be damned. Fuck me.
But I did meet our creator, a couple of weeks ago in the hospital myself. And they just want to take out the women, I guess. They don't want people to procreate. I have no idea.
I guess, yeah. I don't get it. You know, I had
transfusion
play
blood. Yep.
You did?
I'd never know now.
Well, no. Suzette, you got to quit fucking around, sweetheart. Come on, man. You got to get better with fucking around, really, you know? You're still young.
My mom came
young.
Out from Arizona, my sister
really?
From
wow.
Texas, Dallas, Texas, and my son from Utah.
Right.
They all came
right.
out. That's how serious it was. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard from you in a while, so I didn't know what was going on. But, you know, I knew you got, you know, shit going down or doing, you know. But, yeah, I'm glad to hear you. I mean, that's great. Cool, man, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you have my
phone
number, don't
good.
You?
I'm a believer.
Send
What's
me a
that?
Text message. You know, I came from Missouri to see you. You know, fuck.
That would have been even more happy tears.
I blow your fucking mind. Oh, my God. You're Ron Reck. Fuck me. I deserve what I got coming.
Well, I put a good word in for you. I'm like, hey, God, you know,
yeah.
I have some special friends.
Yeah.
And Gus
keep me
here.
Alive. Don't make that fucker show up here for this. Exactly.
Yeah. Mike, he said, Mike, you better own up. Stop sinning.
Yeah.
And he might open the doors to you.
Well, I try to stop, but the funny thing, I sing every day. You know, I always got to keep trying to tune up and keep my stuff in tune. But you know, my wife hates it every day. Well, yeah. Well, you signed on. Remember, came with the package.
Well, he said that was the only reason you were getting in those gates is because he likes your voice.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, clap him high five, and I said, I gotta go. Got family waiting
Sweet.
For me. Is that right?
Sweet.
Go,
Sweet.
Girl.
There you go. Right on. So what hits you now? What is it? Hang on, Mike. Slow down. Is it same thing with the issue with the legs, your nerves or whatever? Is that what's fucking with you?
No. I got the COVID.
Oh, you got
COVID.
And
Rob brought it home from work. Yep.
Okay,
Rob brought it home from work.
Is Rob on the phone with you?
No, but he said to tell you, hey, everybody.
You dirty motherfucker, you. Rob, your ass needs to be kicked. Bringing it home to her, goddamn you. Get the fuck out of California. Get the fuck out. Alert. Abort. Get the fuck out.
Well, guess what? And that's what kind of came out of it. My sister said, yeah, we need to get you out of here. So, let's get you fully better. And we'll get things all covered in California. We'll get all the bills and everything. So when you leave out here, you're going to be debt-free. And we've got jobs going. So I was like, all right, cool. So
sounds
Rob's
excellent
got a job
me.
Waiting for him. Yes. And
all
we'll
right,
be close to family.
Right.
So.
Cool.
So we're hoping by
June. Get the fuck out of there. Since I've known you, I told you to get the fuck out of there.
You even made an offer to come stay on your land.
Absolutely. Dave, absolutely right. Yeah, I know.
In my land, you said, park it, and I don't even have to see you.
Wouldn't even know we were there. Exactly. That's right.
Yep.
You know, fuck yeah. You anytime, just holler at me, man. We'll make it happen. Because California is a fucked up place. It's a so fucked up place. And I've been there a lot of times, and I play a lot of gigs in California, but man, I wouldn't live there. I just wouldn't do it. And everybody, California's so cool, blah, 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 blah. Well, maybe back in the day it was. Now it's full of bullshit. It's a shithole. It's a big shithole.
If you need help as far as medical and stuff like that, I do have to say they do take care of people, but that's at the expense of the country, though. See, they'll send me a home nurse, which she came because I needed wound care yesterday. So I'm home now. And, So, as far as benefits go, like for my wheelchair and stuff, I just have to apply to get a van and a wheelchair. And they'll give it to me.
Oh, well, cool.
And it's like, but, that's not all the worth it. We're still leaving. But, we found out all these benefits that we qualify for. And so, the people that are here that take advantage of those benefits, when are they going to stay?
Fuck
yeah.
Exactly. Right. It's all paid for. Yeah, that's cool. But there's a lot of benefits out there for people nobody knows about. That's true. There's a lot of them out there. But as you notice, I'm on BTR again. That probably kind of a shock to you too, but they offered me a hell of a deal. they came with one hell of a deal. They really made a sweet little deal to me. So it had to really get pretty fucking close, but not too bad. And it's for now until they want to fuck up. Now I'll walk away again. I'm still thinking about getting on Spreaker. I'm still thinking about it, but I'm doing Mixer too still. So I'm popping shit out in two different
names. That's where I found you tonight.
On Mixer or BTR? Yeah.
Mixer and then Skype. And then I ran into Gunn on Skype and he gave me a phone number for you for tonight. And then I was like, it doesn't work. So then it clicked in my brain. Hey, you guys are on BTR. So then that's where I went and found the number.
Yep. 999, which is really 666, but it's 999-3726. But I have my Skype number too, for Mixer. I still do that. Like this show's already ended. BTR show's already ended. Mixer's still going, but we're on BTR's phone line, So if I stay on any further and I click over to that, but I won't stay on too much later, because I got to do tomorrow.
Well, here's some way to tell if people are clever enough to figure out your 999. You can play the spinning me right round baby. And if they figure that out, as far as the spinning around the 999, you're like, okay, that's
right.
A clever person.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
So have you been enjoying the latest news on the balloon situation? I've been playing the Fifth Dimension ever since the news story came out.
I see big distractions.
My beautiful balloon up and away. My beautiful balloon.
Yeah, that's an old song.
It's very
up
old,
and
yeah.
Away. Yep.
In my beautiful balloon. Would you like to ride? You know, drop this hit of acid and you'll float too. I mean, I think that's what that song was wrote about. It had acid. I'm kidding,
probably,
but it sounds like. Makes
could
sense.
Be,
although,
hey,
no, but
it's like the miracles.
Exactly right. You know, or Aphrodite's child. Let's go really fuck it up, you know. You know, the horseman, you know. And then the lamb broke up a seal, you know.
Rob saw that fear live. I mean, real in real time. Over here up against our mountains, him and his boss, and his boss took video of it. And he came home and he told me this was a few months back. And I was like, really? You sure? Wow. He's like, I don't know. It was round. Like I don't know, one of those orbs. And I said, But then we just left it alone, and now they're talking about it. But there's also rumor of this whole cyber attack thing coming out of China. Actually, it's not coming out of China. It started here in the U.S., China's going to be doing, you know, performing cyber attacks and all this other. And then suddenly the satellite balloon shows up this week. It's like, oh, please, can we just, why didn't you just write CIA all over that sucker, NSA all over that sucker?
Yeah.
I let people know. This is ours.
I kind of did an imitation on that, on the balloon thing, you know. And I go, let's see how stupid America are. We fly big balloon bigger than two fucking school buses over there, fuckers, see if they recognize. You know, shit like that. Fuck,
yeah.
Really?
I can't buy
that story. I can't buy it. I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to walk on you. Go ahead.
Now, let's clue her into what's been going on a little bit since he's been kind of away. A certain person has kicked me and Ron and what's his and Gunn off of his show, okay, and I decided to go troll this certain person, and he got triggered. Okay. And this
is that him in the background? Go ahead, man.
Yeah, Mr. Sinzer. You know, George Sinzer, right?
Right.
Yeah, she knew about him kicking us out. She knew about that.
First off, Mike,
he popped up in there.
Let's take you back a little bit.
Yeah.
We were talking about something, and he was, and I mentioned, you know, I mentioned what happens if the lines get caught. And he went off on his show about backups and backups and backups and all this shit about backups, talking about the internet, and then Gunn chimes in and talks about whatever. And he basically insults Gunn's thing.
Trade.
Insults Gunn's trade, right, Gunn?
Trade, yeah.
You know, by saying, Gunn didn't know what he was talking about. You know, what happens if the power gets cut and all this shit? And so later on this week, earlier this week, I went to a show on Rumble, and I trolled him by just in his chat room, by just putting in a hashtag, you know, not a hashtag, but a backspace, you know, HTTP. And he went off the rails, angry as all get out. And, I mean, Gunn saw it. You probably could see it if you have, because he doesn't know who, he may know who you are, but you haven't been to the show in a while, but you probably could see it, you know, because he's blocked it from me and Gunn and Ron, but it's like he just went off. He just got angry. Oh, and he goes, oh, you want me to forgive you? And I didn't say I wanted him to forgive me. And it's like, he's got an ego the size of Texas, you know, and all that shit. But yeah, this is a guy that he's got anger issues, right, Gunn?
Oh yeah, boy, he got all kinds of anger. You ought to see the video. I thought his fucking eyes were going to bulge out and blow up. Cause I was seeing just a little bit of it when Mike, you know, gave me that link over there. So I went over and you know, cause I didn't say anything. I was just sitting there watching for a few minutes. And man, I thought his head was going to explode. Okay, I mean this dude. Thank God that New York has the New York Safe Act, because a motherfucker like that doesn't need to be carrying a gun. I mean, he just like blew a goddamn head gasket. Let me tell you, holy Toledo! I did it when he first blew up. When Mike was saying, you know, we're talking about that stuff. I just merely after the show, I just merely wrote him a fucking letter saying, George, please don't insult my trade or my knowledge, because mm-hmm. I do have life experience. I spent 20 years in the trade, okay? And then he, boom, banned me. And Ron and Mike.
And I said nothing. I didn't do nothing. And he wasn't even there.
Yeah, Ron wasn't even there.
I was just categorized as
yeah,
fuck you. And
you guys
it.
Are all, he says, you're all thick as thieves, he says.
I said I don't know that retarded fucker, and I don't really care because he's an idiot anyway. So why waste my time?
He is definitely no doubt about that. Hell, you know.
Yeah.
But just for those simple words, just simple. I didn't use no cuss words. I was very nice, very professional, and boy, he blows up like a goddamn fucking balloon.
He promised. It's because he doesn't like to be questioned. Even when
oh,
he's wrong.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
This whole thing started because I brought up something that was a legitimate thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and it was about the wires that run underneath the, you know, the oceans that carry information from America to Britain and all, Europe and stuff like that. Like
underwater cable systems, what you're talking about.
Like. Yeah, underwater
right.
cable system. And my question was, what happens if they somehow get cut? You know, that was a legitimate question. And later on, Boyd and then the Jew, you know, came in there and said, well, the Jew said it has happened, but to the cables under the Pacific and Indian Ocean when that earthquake and that tsunami happened, right? So
mm-hmm.
so it has happened. So but that was the that
you
was
you guys
the,
were talking about
stuff.
It knocking out the grid, right?
Yep.
I remember that.
Yeah, and then he went off on, well, I've got A1 technicians and backups, and he was talking about the internet, and then Gunn chimes in and says, what happens if the electricity goes out?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we were all talking about three different things, and he didn't want to acknowledge that. I was talking about the mm-hmm. cables. Gunn was talking about the electricity itself, and he was talking about the internet, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't want to acknowledge me and Gunn.
George is he thinks he knows it all because he's a narcissist. You know what a narcissist is, okay?
Narcissist.
Yeah.
And
not a narcissist.
That's it.
Well, narcissist.
You know what I'm talking about? Narcissist. I got.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking with you. Just get up. It was our ticket. I'm sorry, brother. I can't help.
But
you
yeah.
know me.
But
he
you
doesn't
know,
follow stuff on the radio. He just thinks very highly of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's so fucking full of himself, it's not even fucking funny. He tried to tell you everything that, like flying, okay? Well, it don't work like that. And he's scared to fly. He's never even been up in an airplane, okay? He didn't like me when I said that, okay? So when you tell him that he's wrong, okay? Oh, my God. King George is never wrong. You know that. Hail George. Hail George. Yeah.
Now, may I ask a question?
Sure.
for as many years as we've all known him, and I haven't known him as long as you have, any of you, certainly, but there it has been
almost
a decade of going to his show and, you know, so on and so forth. Now,
right.
I got the impression that, you know, after knowing him for a number of years, that George was just George. You know, take what he says with a grain of salt so we can move on. Otherwise, if you let him go too long, then he'll get stuck on a subject that he knows very little about, but he'll elaborate on and continue to talk about it.
Yeah, and he can't stop
it.
But you can't fucking stop
right.
him, Suzette.
Can't stop.
Right.
Once that
right.
motherfucker is going, when he knows you don't know what the fuck he's talking about, he don't stop.
Right.
That's what George does.
Also,
I mean,
all these jobs
right.
that he's managed to work, and at his age, yet he's done it all. You know, and again, it's like, so if that's true, he must have worked each job maybe 6 months.
Nobody has done more than me. I've done everything. I'm the doer of all. That's me. I know everything.
No, but you know what I mean as far as he's done this. Any job
right.
comes up, he's like, oh, yeah, I did that. I worked for that company. And
right.
so
yeah,
and then he just let it go.
Dude,
it's just the other day.
Cousin, and a brother-in-law of a cousin that knew that, too, so got the permission.
And just the other day, when you're talking about something, oh, yeah, just the other day, you're saying this, like, really? You know, and I noticed that a bunch of fucking times. He's a fake.
Knowing how he is and that he's a narcissist, I mean, especially after all these years, did you just snap because you decided, you know, I'm going to put my foot down because this is ridiculous. We've been doing this way too long, coddling the man when he knows damn well he has no clue what he's talking about. And so now I'm going to make sure that he knows it.
Gun snapped.
Yeah, we have
gun snapped. Yep.
Is that what you did?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. You know, when he was having his argument,
I was waiting on it.
Gunslinger.
I mean, I was actually
when he was having the original argument with Gunslinger, Suzette, I kindly tried to point out to him that we all were talking about three different things. He didn't want to hear it. You know, I was talking about one thing. Gunn was talking about one thing, and he was talking about one thing.
And I wasn't even there. That's the fucking bullshit.
I
got pulled into this shit, and I wasn't even there. Fuck me.
Well, wait a minute. What it is that when you sit there and you spent your entire adult life, like I have, being a master electrician, contractor, and all that shit, okay, and then you whoever George tries to tell me that I'm wrong, and I've got 20 years under my belt, and he has zero. He took electric in high school. Big deal. Whoop-de-doo. Okay, that really qualifies him to say it. I've done it all, electronics, and, you know, the whole fucking nine yards. And he tries to tell me, well, I know A1 technicians and blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. No, you don't. You don't know
it's
shit,
not the same
motherfucker.
Thing.
You know, it's not the same thing.
Did you not watch my cousin Vinny?
Jeez. Yeah.
No, seriously. Did he not watch my cousin Vinny? Where it's like, well, how do you see yourself qualified to be a mechanic? Aren't you an out-of-hair? Or an out-of-work hairdresser, and she says, yes, thank you. But my father was a mechanic. My brother's a mechanic. Well, how does that make you a mechanic? And then she goes into it as far as why. But, yeah, just because you know somebody doesn't mean through osmosis you acquired their skills. So, but I just wanted to know and make sure that I understood, you know, as far as your that was totally fair as far as you snapping because it's been too long. And he's gotten away with it far too long. And you know, if he was a reasonable man, he should have stepped back after the show and the next show, you know, conceded, okay, you got me. Should we still be friends or move on or whatever, you know, from here? Let's go forward.
I call him a goddamn coward. I'll call him a fucking coward to his fucking face, motherfucker.
But,
you know,
just to take you guys out and Ron wasn't even there, but see, Ron... When the guys are on your show, it's obvious that they speak freely. They can't speak freely on his show.
I
and
do
so
that.
When you,
I allow people to do that on my show. Oh my god! What was I thinking? Fuck me.
So
god damn! I gotta watch something new.
In his mind, his narcissistic mind, when these guys actually start calling him out, which they do every show, but usually let it go, that he thinks, oh, boy, these guys are out of control. They've been with Ron, I can tell, because they're speaking freely. I have to block them and ban them.
Freedom.
Well, the thing is, me and Gunslinger go back way back. And the thing is, we're in the same field. You know, I was, I'm a rock musician, right? I own a recording company. I own all kinds of shit. I mean, I have all that stuff and equipment and still play. But in the real world, being a musician, I always played in electronics. You know, amplifiers, you know, fucking switch boxes, stomp boxes, you know, everything, you know. I mean, it goes to fucking, I couldn't tell you how far I've gone into the world of that. And when I was younger, I finally decided I'm going to have to go to school eventually. And I need to come up with a fucking serious trade that I can make money, because music business ain't guaranteed. And I was told that by an old musician. It's not guaranteed that this is going to be a life career for you. It's not. And it's not, you know. So I went to college and became an electrician. You know, I still played music. That didn't stop me from playing, but I still went to college, you know. And, you know, I became an electrician. I did my journeyman, then I became a master, and then I became an engineer. You know, I kept going and going and going. But the thing, but in there, I actually got in the profession, you know. But I worked other jobs. I worked hard fucking jobs. I own a tire company. Why do you have a tire company? You know, why do you fuck with car tires and truck tires and shit like that? Well, because that's what I used to do to pay more to go to school, you know.
And there you go.
It doesn't, you know, well, you're a fucking tire man. No, I'm an ex-master mechanic. So I'm also a mechanic. I grew up doing that with my father. You know, my dad was a mechanic, you know, but I didn't want to be a mechanic. I didn't want to be a farmer. I didn't want to be that, you know, so I wanted to become something different. That's why I'm going to become an electrician. That's why I was, well, being a rock musician, that just happened. That's all I can say. That just fucking happened. But, you know,
most
and
our skills happen to work around the same niche, you know, electronics and technology and music.
Right. So, you know, I mean, the head main, what's his name? Fuck me. Anyway, the guy that created the band Boston. I mean, this guy was a graduate from MIT, you know, hell of a guitar player, but he made his own sound. He made his own, you know, system to make the sound he wanted to make it sound like. And that was it. And it's still used today. So, you know, that's pretty cool, but that's it. But that's the thing. You stuck around the same thing you were doing, but you cover most of all aspects of it. It's kind of nuts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I did.
Unless you have money
but,
to sit around and make music and, you know, all day long and do nothing else, which very few people have that luxury.
That market don't exist. It don't exist much for many people anymore. It's not what it used to be. It is not, you know. Everything's all synthesized and, you know, fucked with and, you know, just ain't what it used to be as far as songwriting goes. There ain't as many songwriters as there used to be. They just don't exist. You know,
everybody's got lazy
computers.
If you were rich and spoiled and you had all the equipment where you didn't have to pay any bills because mommy and daddy took care of it, while you're going to school, you can make your music and not have to worry about anything. That's rare.
Here's how it worked for me. When I was in college, I worked in restaurants, nursing homes, hospitals, and tire shops. Make sense? Of course the fuck not.
Yep.
But I had to get I had to work. I need a job. You know, I need a job to pay to go to school. You know, but that's how it was. I didn't depend on nobody to pay my way for me. I just didn't do that. I was just a gung-ho motherfucker. That's what I was, you know. Didn't want to do anything different. So, you know,
I can more or less figure this out, and they're hiring. Cool. Let me go get that
job. Exactly. Right. I'm willing to learn something new. Fuck it, you know. And then tires. Now, getting my older life and opening the car automotive shop, stuff like that, you know. And, you know, like, fuck, why am I doing this? You know, I don't really need to. I don't need the money, you know, but it's just something, I don't know. You know, I got bored with myself, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyway,
you can't stop.
But the point was, I'm teaching my son about business and making money and, you know, this kind of thing, being your own man. And the thing is, I learned this kind of, the tire business ain't really what I want to say, you know. Being a mechanic, I watched my dad do it his whole life, and he was good at it, very good at it. I mean, he's the only mechanic I've known that never got dirty when he worked on anything. He never got dirty. That's a professional mechanic, you know. So, you know, I was taught, growed up. I grew up with this. You know what I mean? That's how I learned to be as good as I am today. And it's amazing. It's a talent. It's an actual art, and it, you know, a lot of people, you know, mechanics, no, that ain't real true, but, you know, there's a lot, there's a lot to it. It's a brain thought process with us, you know, but, but the thing is, my grandma's what I'm talking about. She told me, if you sell somebody something to eat, you'll always make money. Okay. Now, you know, I own a food trailer too. Now, don't you all know that? I do own a food trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, I get into it. It's fucking, I'm nuts. It's crazy how it happens. It just comes to me. You know what I mean? It just, anyway, it's not that I need the money. I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? But it's fun to do it. To me, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and making money is fun too, kind of. You know what I mean? Fuck. You know, when you're carrying out a fucking grocery bag full of fucking money, you know, from doing one day's work in a, you know, that event, it's pretty cool. But my grandma told me, if you sold people something to eat, you always make money. But what she really meant to say to me, if you need to take a look at people, you need to sell them a need more than a want. When you sell them a want, you won't sell much of it. When you sell them a need, it's endless. And it is. Well, guess what? Your car is endless. You're always going to need tires. You're always going to need the car worked on because everybody ain't going to take their time out to become a fucking mechanic, you know? So we just lost Mikey. Mikey,
where do you live?
I'm here.
Location,
oh, are you still here?
Can you hear me?
I just lost you in the chat room for some reason. Okay.
I
don't know. Okay. All right. You're cool. I'm not tripping. I just wondered if I seen it.
But yeah,
I'm not having a sensor moment. Don't worry. I'm not freaking out like George.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, I'm having a sensor moment. I'm throwing shit around. across the room.
God,
you son of a bitch, motherfucker. Oh, you goddamn motherfucker.
That's another thing. He considered, because he worked at some Cincinnati news department at a public access station,
who did?
He considers himself part of the media. George.
What are you talking about? He did what?
He said it. He worked at some local access TV station, public access TV station or whatever it is, in the quote, news department. And so he considers himself a part of the media, and he carries a fucking badge because he considers himself a part of the media. You know, that's him. That's that's another part of his ego and shit. So yeah, the guy's got ego on him.
Here's the first question I always had about it. Where did Firefox come from? You know, why did he call himself Firefox News online?
Fox News. You can easily confuse his logos, colors, with Fox News.
But I mean, it's Firefox, though. No, Firefox, I use it as the server on my shit. I mean fucking operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And then
he uses
Rush Limbaugh music in between his, you know, commercials.
Yeah. But, you know.
Getting back to the jobs real quick, as far as back when we were growing up, as far as creating our own way of making money to make money and ways to be creative as far as teaching ourselves skills in order to get by. And we've lost that because now – you know, if you have somebody working at McDonald's, whereas before they would have to actually make the hamburger on the grill, so they would actually have to learn that skill, how to cook, and put that burger together. Now it's already pre-cooked. It's put in a drawer. So they open the drawer, and they pull it out, and they throw it on the bun. You know, it's really not that difficult. I think it's only the chicken McNuggets and the French fries that they have to cook that actually have to be cooked, but they're on a timer.
But that's, No. Hold on, sweetie. It's instant cooking. It's like, you know, microwave cooking. You know, French fries and chicken nuggets and fish are deep fried. And it's not that hard to throw something in some hot fucking liquid. You know what I mean? And the buzzer will tell you when it's done.
Uh-huh.
Yes, right. It'll tell you. So you don't have to think for it. You don't have to look and judge it. None of that shit. You know what I mean? It's all done for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, because
exactly.
when I was a young lad, when I was 16 years old, the hippie fucking rocker I was, with hair down to my ass like David Coverdale, I worked at McDonald's. It was my first job at 16 years old, and I worked quarter pounder grill, and it was it had a timer system on it, time to cook the patties, but they were all cooked by hand. You know, even though they were frozen pre-made patties, you know what I mean. You still had to flip them with your hand. You know, there was no fucking
right.
automatic. You set the lid and kick it on and fucking let it rock. That was not the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
you know, that was the difference. And the quality of it's all different, too. It was a crazy job.
But there's
I only made it about a week before I fucking cussed out the assistant manager, called her bitch and all kinds of bad names, and threw three quarter pounders at him. Because back then you put the quarter pounders up on top of the shelf, the servers, they'd wrap them up in the paper and shit. You know what I mean? We never had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But they do now.
But pre-cooked automatic food has basically
right.
wiped out any type of pride or achievement that a person would take
right.
in doing their job, that particular
right.
job.
Yeah.
And that's,
right.
you know, we lack that. And that's unfortunate, and that's why we have the kids that we do today that are demanding $15, $20 for getting people's
mm-hmm.
orders wrong, for not being able to, you know, put the right,
right.
mustard mayonnaise on a burger. But back
right.
in our
they
day,
can't comprehend
you know,
it. They can't comprehend mechanical movement with their brain.
Well,
they
yeah, or just initiative. You know, I'm
right.
working at the gas station and cashier, and it's like it's slow. So I go out and I sweep the trash or I clean the windows. And, you know, within a month, I was promoted to manager of this other huge 76 with a convenience store and all this other. But the owner had asked me, what possessed me to wash the windows and pick up the trash? And I said, well, it has to look nice here, otherwise people won't come in, number one. And number two,
right.
why not?
right, exactly.
Good, I look good, you know?
well, and plus you don't feel like you're sitting there for hours on hours on end because you keep yourself occupied to burn up the time. You know, that's the thing
well,
with me.
Yeah,
I've got to keep
true,
myself
too.
Occupied, you know? Right.
But there are people that will sit there for hours and hours.
Oh yeah,
and not take any initiative.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. One time, I hired this kid. He grew up with my son. They grew up together, went to school together, all kinds of shit, party oh. together, snorted meth together, chased women, whatever, all that shit together. With my son. Well, my son, I got him out working on this cargo trailer for me. I need a floor put in this brand new trailer because I converted it to a food trailer. Anyway, so I need this floor done. And anyway, I hired him to work, gave him $10 in our cash. And I'm looking in the camera. He's been able to realize there's cameras all over this fucking place. Like, see just about everything, right? And, you know, it's not, and everybody's, you must be a dope dealer. Well, no, I'm not a fucking dope dealer. The thing is, I'm fucking got cameras up because of the dope dealers. You know, the fucking meth heads and shit come around stealing shit. That's why they're there.
Right.
I want to catch some motherfucker stealing my shit. That's all it's all about, you know? It has nothing to do with looking at the cops. I don't give a fuck about the cops. They say, oh, fuck, come on, give me a cup of coffee, motherfuckers. How much money do you want to spend? Because you're on my clock now. But shit. My rate's $1,000 a minute. And if you speak to me, you understand the terms and conditions. It's called a joiner contract, and it's legal, Barry. So yeah, that's why they don't like me much. And I'm a nice person. I really am. They know it. They know I'm cool. Fucking douchebag, you know. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, I don't care.
Yes.
But yeah, the thing is, people will come out and rip your shit off. I have equipment sitting out here, tractors and shit, you know, fucking implements. They'll steal that shit. Don't think they won't. Trailers, whatever. Cars. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck, yeah.
Catalytic converters.
So, you know,
converters.
I got to protect myself, man. right. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah, absolutely. But that's just the way the fuck it is. But out here where I live, people kind of, well, most people get it, man. You know, you up fucking somebody's shit, you might wind up getting shot and killed or just killed. You know, they won't fucking answer. She might fucking quarter you. Take four horses and tie each one of your limbs off to each four horses, motherfucker, and then you're quartered. You know what I mean? Just an example.
I don't know if it's brave or stupidity because they're like, or, you know, you're telling them, you know, I could have blown your head off for you trying to come into my house right now. You don't
right.
live here.
Right. Right.
I
would
have been within
right.
my right, you know?
Right.
And then,
right.
you know, as far as, okay, yeah, right,
well,
whatever.
That depends
and like, stay
you're
right
in. That
there.
Depends, yeah, that depends what state you're in, whatever they think, you know, but yeah. But the whole Constitution said to protect
crying.
Ourselves in our house. Yeah, I'm the victim.
When they get
I'm the victim. I did it, but I'm the victim.
I didn't do
yeah,
nothing.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. I didn't do it. You know, that's the way I was raised. I had a bad childhood. Yes. But it's amazing. But, you know, you blame anybody else but your fucking self, you know? And but there are the cases where people are innocent of silly shit, you know? But it's still the same thing. That the fact is, right, the children today, they have no knowledge of this. You know, they're, you know.
Right.
They just don't.
And they won't. In the future, because they don't know. If you never had it, you never lost it. You know,
right.
Whereas we
right.
know we lost it. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, well, like my sons. No, my one son, oldest son, he does real good. My youngest son does good. And, you know, but they're learning, they do it by what they learned from me, even though he won't admit it, you know. You know, except my youngest son, he'll finally cave me and say, yeah, you're right, Dad, I know. And he tells his friends, according to my dad, I wouldn't know half the shit I fucking know. You know what I mean? But it's not from a brain act, not like that. It's just common sense. That's all it is.
Just
I'm not trying
stuff.
To make anybody
see, well,
happy. I'm not trying to be
stuff.
The but right. I'm not trying to be the popular guy. I don't care about that shit. There are things that have no. That's a waste of my fucking time. You know, trying to be better than the fucking Joneses or this PP or what do they call it, OCD shit. Fuck, get the fuck out. You know, I don't buy that bullshit. Yeah, autism, retardism. I'm more of a retardism type. You know what I mean? I would accept that. Mm-hmm. You know, I would accept as it being a tard. You know, like I said, I sit there. I was right there in the middle of that fucking self-checkout Walmart with my assistant. And I said, Randy, welcome to the land of tard. Watch all these people try to check themselves out. Having fucking, just, you know, you know. It's crazy.
It's terrible, watching but
all
it's true.
And then, yeah, and then you see these lines of people. You got one part of the store, it's got a line of people all the way back to the fucking nursery. You know, the other line is fucking all back to the fucking the hamburger. Line's trying to get into that self-checkout thing. You know, blocking the traffic in the store. People are getting mad. It's I just sit back and watch it. It was funny. But one time I jumped in between a fucking dude one time. It's this guy and this manager. This shit just started. This guy was pissed about it, too. He didn't want to do that self-checkout shit. And the manager's being kind of a smartass to him, too, man. And I'm like, man, hey, dudes, we don't need this here. We don't need this right now. You know, shit like that. But anyway... Mm-hmm. And that was one event. I stopped. I took that cart full of groceries and slung it, you know, across the fucking floor. Said, "Fuck you, man." He was pissed.
Oh my gosh.
And I get it. I get it. Wow. But, you know, I stopped the conflict between them two getting a physical altercation with each other. But anyway, then after that, then these three motherfuckers and some other was going out. This other shit was going to whip this fucking boy's ass. He said something about because a couple of black guys together, these couple of white guys, and these other weird dudes, and all shit like that. Anyway, they started getting ready. They came around these fucking aisles like they're going to do something, man. I got both my granddaughters with me, you know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker came around the corner like he's ready to do something to somebody. Man, I opened up my fucking jacket. I said, you're ready to rethink it. I said, you better rethink, you know. And he, yeah, he changed his fucking mind.
Sure?
Quick. Yeah. I'm not fucking with you. But anyway, then this shit, they chilled out, okay? Because he started, you know, I guess yakking back to his buddies. Hey, no, this one fucking dude here, he's not too cool about this shit. So anyway. Whatever it was, this other dude, he passed me by, and he said some smart mouth shit to him. I said, you stupid motherfucker, shut up. So anyway, they chilled out again, and we went to check their shit. I told my wife, I said, take girls, get to the fucking truck. Don't fuck around. Get them out there. I'm getting right this shit up anyway. And anyway, they started boiling around each other. They had a manager bitching, arguing, complaining. And as soon as I left out through them fucking front doors, these motherfuckers went at it. So didn't care. I walked on. Party on, motherfuckers.
Girls out of there.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you know, but like I said, Walmart doesn't say you can't carry, you know, so anytime you go out anymore, it's practically come to that. It has practically come to that. I hate going to anywhere in the public anymore. I do. It's not that I'm scared of the public. I'm scared of the retards in it. You know, people don't care. I'm seeing so many car wrecks and people dying in car wrecks recently. I mean, a lot more recently, you know, and the whole thing is motherfuckers ain't paying attention ever since COVID started. When COVID started, that was a full migration. It wasn't a disease that came up. It's a retardation that came with it. People got dumber. They did, man.
I agree.
But I think it's like they think, well, if the price of everything's going up so goddamn high, I can't afford to fucking buy it anymore. Fuck it. I'm going to do whatever. And that's what it seems like they're doing. They just don't give a fuck anymore. Fuck, who cares? You know?
Yeah, they're so worried during COVID as far as protecting your neighbors and others, wear your mask. And now it's like drive your car at 106 miles an hour. Who cares?
Yep.
You wrap yourself around, you know, another family.
Yeah. Matter of fact, yesterday I got a call yesterday of the kid I was talking about, you know, my son's buddy. His girlfriend's mom just got killed in Kansas City, rolled a truck over. She was a bullhead drug addict, you know, at about 90 miles an hour. You know, so said it did about a 6-flip twist where it fucking came to a stop. I said, well, fuck, same thing you did on video. That'd be great. But, you know,
there you go. You might as well go viral.
She's dead. Well, yeah, she's fucking dead. I can imagine. But she wanted it. That's what she wanted. She would have done, you know. But there you go. The ones that are studio. Oh, that nothing will ever happen to me. I'm impenetrable. Nothing fucking hurt me. I can do what the fuck ever I want. You know, took on a fucking tree with a 3-1. You know.
Yeah, I got it under control.
But here recently, I've just noticed a lot more fucking car wrecks. You know, matter of fact, on Highway 60, James River Freeway out of Springfield. Fuck that road. Dude, shit. Some motherfucker came out the wrong fucking way in about 75 miles an hour, head on motherfucking van, killed everybody in it. Didn't know, or 2 days after that, some motherfucker did the same goddamn thing, the same highway. What the fuck?
Don't you motherfuckers... thought he was playing a video game, or did he had a death wish?
No, these were two different people. Yeah. These two different people. But the way they got the road set up now, crossing these bridges, they had to crisscross over top of each other. It's all fucked up. It could confuse somebody. You know, and they said, well, people were drinking too, well, besides that. And now this new, how about this recreational marijuana? You know, we got it in Missouri now. Oh, God, that's so great. But then people fail to realize something, that you get caught and that cop thinks you're smoking any pot or even thought you had smoked any pot, they can blood test you. Mm-hmm. You can come back to 30 fucking days in your bloodstream that you are high. And you will be convicted for a DUI, even though you're not stoned. It's
right.
In your bloodstream.
What about the CBD gummies that they have now for, you know, they don't even have to smell it like marijuana. Or smoke a joint, they could just take those CBD gummies
right.
That have that. Yeah. So we'll
but
they,
I don't have THC in them. They're supposed to have THC in them, but, you know, that's the thing, the drug looking for.
Right.
But, yeah,
they
it's still a DUI. It's still a fucking DUI. You smoked a joint 2-3 weeks ago, you got pulled over, cops, so I think you're fucking high. You got THC in your system, I'll blood test you. There you go. Busted.
Mm-hmm.
See? Ain't that something, huh? Freedom my ass.
Yeah. None.
You know?
Nope.
No.
And when they vote for the law, they're like, yeah, we get to smoke marijuana whenever we want. Pass it, vote for it. Everybody vote for it. Well, did you read the fine print on that? Because it's
right. Well,
federal law.
Here's the benefit of it. It's more profitable to make it legalized and let people buy it and collect the tax money from it and lock them up too for that. You know what I mean? To collect tax money for that. So you're getting more money by, you know, having this shit legal. A lot more money. You know, your buddies
Jerry,
and your insurance companies get more
money. Weren't you here just last week? Go ahead and check in your orange
exactly,
over there
right.
In the corner.
Yep. Fuck yeah, I have a personalized parking spot here,
time?
Motherfucker. Exactly. Yeah. It's all going to be about money. It is. It still doesn't mean it can still fuck you over. That's it. And it's sad. It's a sad situation, but it's like we talked earlier. Well, we talked earlier before you came when I was talking about taxes. And we're showing the rate of tax, how much per gallon per gasoline the state makes. Your state fucking sucks the money out of you people. God. Unfucking believable. Diesel fuel, 95.2 or 95.4, some shit like that. That'd be 91 cents per gallon. 91.4 cents per gallon. That's almost $1.
Hot cash crop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you don't need to eat chili sauce or anything like that, spicy food here, because going to work every day, they bend you over and go, woo!
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
Every time you put that gas in. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're self-injecting. You're exactly right. That's it. So, I mean, you know, my argument was, is these fuckers don't do nothing for it. Then they claim they ain't got money to open a new hospital. Or they had no money to open up a fucking road or a school or some shit. You know, Johnny last year could only bring one box of Kleenex and all he wanted a case of it. You know what I mean? Don't bring one set of grands, bring 40. You know what I mean? You need to talk to a fucking wholesaler before you come to school. You know, God damn.
It's here in California. Yeah, our water situation. Okay, Trump was president. We were having a drought, supposedly, because that's stupid fish. But nevertheless, okay, so Trump came in and he said, all right, we're going to pump federal water. We're going to use our pumps to pump your water, California, so that we can put it underground for the farmers. So they'll have saturated, you know, it'll be saturated in the ground, so our next rain will provide the top. Well, we've been paying extra taxes that were voted on by the voters to build the infrastructure for water storage, dams, reservoirs, lakes, things that will hold water. Because when we do get rain, we get rain. Mm. And when we don't have those structures in place and they're letting it go because of the schmilt, but mostly because we don't have those structures in place, the ones that are there are crumbling, and they let that water go out into the ocean. You know, and so we're still in the same spot that we are before we had all those rains, because there was nowhere for the water to be put. And so, yeah, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get charged up the yin-yang. You can only do one load of laundry a week as far as the water use.
It's the, you know, but, you know, shit. It just, it pisses me off, and I hate it. You know, California. I mean, I, you know, like you and Rob, only, well, I got other friends live there too, but I mean, and I've told them the same thing. I feel sorry for you, man. You know, how do you, you know, it's like they're prisoners there. You know, you're stuck. You know, they believe there's no, and plus, you know, you have to pay an exit tax to leave California.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yep.
Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
So much money. You
if we
give
make a certain amount of money, but
that's fucking nuts. Just like New York. New York does the same fucking thing.
Yes, exit tax.
You know, God, I'm glad you're on here, because I would say something really, really bad. But, you know, but you're on here. But it just seems to be, you know, people are just fucking retarded. Exit tax.
People are. They've been so dumbed down. Here you have Gavin
Newsom. Why would you pay that?
You know,
why
doing
would you
commercials.
Have to pay something like that?
So Gavin Newsom can have his, what do you call it, winery, you know, with all his grape fields and all that.
Well, he's gay. Yeah. He's gay, though, right? Ain't he gay?
Well, he's supposed to be married with children, so I don't know. I can't speak to him.
Well, what's his husband's name? You know?
The big thing that I've heard just recently is that his wife is some freaking person that does like videos and stuff professionally, and she's making. But what essentially is a video that says I'm helping you make this video that says I'm running for president.
And my husband is the greatest.
Yeah.
I always thought of his name as like a disease. You know, his name, Gavin Newsom, you know what I'm saying?
Gavin. Yeah.
Gavin, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Gavin.
Do you suffer from Gavin Newsom's disease syndrome?
Gavin,
you know, here at the Gavin Newsom Syndrome.
What did I tell you about
leaving
your songs, your lazy songs around? I am tired of picking up your lazy songs, Gavin. You need to pick them up and watch them yourself.
Yeah. Do you have that
real
erotic
quick
itch from being Gavin Newsom? I can't even say it. It's so funny. You know, God. You know.
Petrodollar. Gas is also going to be going up again across the nation, because Saudi Arabia decided, I'm not just going to take or require other countries to take American dollars anymore like before to pay for their oil barrels. We'll take their currency as well. And so we're allying up with these other countries. There's 92 members already together, part of the BRICS membership, on top of course, the countries that make up BRICS. And so they're all in cahoots together. Russia had just completed the last component to build another nuclear plant. Yeah, all this stuff is going on, and we're worried about balloon amp, satellite shit. That we probably put up balloons distraction, you know?
Yeah, well, the 99 balloons, what, Nina was the singer, the band, was it Nina?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, well, I played that last night. I couldn't help it. And a lot of people don't know what the words mean, and I went back through it with the lyrics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I talked about this already, but I read the lyrics off,
it's
about war. It's not about floating fucking balloons in the sky and happiness.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to do with that, man. I mean, it sounds like it. It's an 80s song, you know? And a lot of people didn't know.
And it's all upbeat.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like. Yeah, it's hard to understand the words, and, you know.
99 love balloons.
Yeah, as I seen the nuclear warheads hit, you know, I didn't know and give a shit. I mean, it was a fucked up song. I mean, it was a good song.
It is.
I mean, in a way. But.
It'll give you a workout and you'll feel good about it after you're done.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't know what the words mean.
Yeah, you know, and your audience is clapping and going, yeah. Thank you. And I just told you about the Holy Cross, and you're happy about it. Oh, wow, fucking great. Yes. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dominate the conversation. I just kind of called in just to say hello and let you guys know about that.
No,
I mean, if you didn't
no.
know already about the Saudi Arabia thing.
No, I did not. I knew it was coming.
Our
so much. I'm about to gas raise up right now. I pulled a fast one yesterday in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
We took my personal pickup truck, you know, which is a big 1-ton diesel, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like big trucks. Anyway, so anyway, and it said diesel was $4.09 a gallon, all right? But a few days ago, mm-hmm. I said $3.99 under $4. Okay, hey. Well, I said, fuck it, $4.09, I'll pay it. So I go down there. I stick my credit card in the eating box, the eater. I call it. Anyway, stuck the credit card, says approved, flipped up the nozzle, stuck the truck, started dump fuel in. Looked down at the price down by the tab, where you press the little button, what fuel you want, and it said $3.99.9. Okay, so something ain't right. Somebody didn't program these pumps. You know, they programmed that sign up, but they didn't program pumps. So $3.99. Okay, I got a 60-gallon reserve tank in the back, too, motherfucker. So there we go. Let's rock this motherfucker.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I pulled off there smiling and waving. Thank you. Have a good day. Even though I've still been fucked at $4 a gallon, that, you know, it's still, I mean.
And they won't figure it out until the end of the evening, the next morning when, you know, after they pull the tape.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the motherfucker came and bought a diesel. They lost a dime for every fucking gallon of diesel left there.
Oh,
so
geez.
Let's see. Let me see, 60, 70, 80, 90. So $90 they lost off me alone. No, $9.
Well,
that's
what you pay for
nine.
As far as the labor goes.
Yeah.
How come you didn't take a rotator out there and fill it up?
I should have, fuck, but it's full of fuel anyway. But that fuel for that comes out here to the extra shop where it gets fuel at. Yeah, we buy that by the big truck loads. Yeah, but I could never fit it in there. There's no way I could get it in there. There ain't no way that truck would ever fit in that fucking gas station. That's why it gets fueled in certain different places. It don't get fueled necessarily there. But we're about to run out of time, so we're going to be heading over to Mixer Kids for a little while. If you want to hang up over there with us, of course, I'll have to get you on Skype. Get your Skype connections up and running, and we'll pull you over into that. But we'll just go wait till BTR kicks us off here, then we'll walk over to Mixler, and then we'll connect up.
Okay. It was actually back in March when our treaty ran out with Saudi Arabia. And they were nice about it, but they're like, we're kind of tired of this business with only taking one currency. And then these other countries who are trying to get developed or trying to develop their infrastructure and so forth, having to be required to pay American U.S. dollars. So they have to work their exchange. So if their money is devalued, it costs them a hell of a lot more, you know, to buy that oil from Saudi Arabia
with
the petrodollars.
Right. That's the whole idea of it. That's the whole idea of it, though. You make
money
off of buying American currency. But they make money off of it.
Well, that's the whole idea of it for us. Yeah, for the U.S., we benefited big time.
Right, exactly. We are the fuckers. We're not the fuck you, we are the fuckers. That's the difference. We fuck you. You know, we should have keyed that term, love you long time. We should have keyed it. We didn't. You know, Chinese pretty well got that covered. It was Japanese, but the Chinese took it over. You know, we fuck you long
and
time.
Saudi
you know,
Arabia wasn't going to say anything.
You let us
fuck
you long
time.
That's what you American. You American let us fuck you long time because you like it. You know, and that's right. Yeah, I guess telling the guys about this website tonight I found I hooked up with. I blew a ton of fucking money. That motherfucker didn't know I did it. You know, it was something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, man, you know. But that's crazy. Crazy world. But they're selling products
so we have
cheap
lots
as shit. They're killing fucking Amazon and all kinds of shit. I mean, you can't get everything you can get on Amazon this site, but there's a lot of shit for next to fucking nothing. So it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, and deal maker sites and all this other they're out there.
Yeah, it's a Chinese-owned deal. It's Chinese. It's a Chinese-owned company. And, you know, hey, why not? This goddamn laptop computer, mine, I hate this son of a bitch. I'm running off my laptop.
So people prepare for the dollars to go up. Joe Biden says, yeah, everything is just hunky-dory. We're going to get those oil reserves back back to levels again. Yeah, right. I don't think so.
No, you ain't. Nope, ain't going to happen. Well, it's when diesel has jumped up 19 cents in the past 2 weeks here where I'm at in the Midwest. So we're at $4.19 a gallon now.
We need to get goods to grocery stores and you know, to businesses. And if the trucks can't roll because of fuel price, oh, shit. That's
the price of the product goes up. We make more tax money, man. That's the whole idea.
Oh, put people out of business.
Well, yeah, who cares? Only the strong survive.
Yeah.
Fuck the little guy. Fuck him. You know? But here's the funny part about it. These big cocksuckers will produce more shit and they can't get rid of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see all these you see these pallet load sales all the time. These fuckers selling pallet truckloads of shit. You know what I mean? It's all scrap.
Yeah.
You know? It's shit they can't get rid of. Nobody else wants it. And nobody else going to want, ever going to want it anyway. What's that?
Hey, I said especially China's stuff. They're cheap and and one-time use.
Shitty quality. Right, and it's done on purpose because the Chinese can actually produce some serious neat shit. Really good shit. They can.
Sure.
But it's what they want to throw out on
the
market.
The technology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got, exactly. And, you know, the majority of this country people are broke motherfuckers. You know, the majority of us ain't wealthy. So you have to attack that market. Poor people can only buy cheap shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they beg for it. They love it. They yearn for cheap shit. But, I mean, this company, they sell makeup, clothes, rings, jewelry, shit like that. You know, they sell it all, man. There's no end to these motherfuckers.
You can't miss what you didn't have.
Exactly. But you start looking on this website.
Cheap
shit. And you got money to blow, you're going to spend it. You're going to buy shit. I did. I got fucking it for $170 first time I looked at it. You know, so. But I got some neat shit, though.
It's a 99
cent store. Well, not 99 cents, but it was cheap. It was fucking cheap. It was just, I mean, way cheaper than you, you know. Right.
You go
in
there to check it out and buy some paper towels, and you come out, you know, just spending $100. Stuff, junk.
But I bought some, you know, marijuana pipes and shit like that, you know, shit like that. But I bought
a
metal cutter.
Have the choice to be a frugal buyer.
No, but my last order I spent. This is the third order I fucking spent here. I think I spent $20, $30. But I had bought four, you know, those joint power hitters. You stick a joint in it, and it's a power hitter.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, but go ahead.
Free sample. Do what? Free shipping all orders. What the hell is this? Oh, windshield crack repair adhesive.
You're either rich and you can buy, you know, top of the line Whirlpool washer and dryer, and even that's not really guaranteed for too long. Or you can go the cheap way. Go to Laundromat or whatever. But as far as being a middle-class frugal buyer and spending those few extra dollars for the quality and, you know, whatever, for it to last longer than a cheap one, you can't afford to do that anymore. Cheaper or big. Yep.
Right. Well, you know, it's like the toilet paper crisis. You know, I was way ahead of that, the toilet paper crisis, you know. Because of COVID and all this other shit. Well, anyway, because I live, the closest Walmart to me is like 30 something miles. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, when you're there, you buy in bulk. You just do it. You know what I mean? Online, wherever you buy it, a better deal, you know. And I've bought, you know, tons of it, you know, because I live out here in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, then all of a sudden a toilet paper crisis hits. You know, well, fuck, I'm not worried about it. You know, because when you live out in the fucking sticks like I do out here, it's peaceful. It's loving. I mean, it's nice, okay? But there's two things you got to learn to fucking have. One is an air compressor and a goddamn battery charger. You better have both of those, period. Because there ain't no fucking AAA service out here. You know what I mean? I mean, AAA will that come out sense. Here, but you're going to wait. You're going to wait for them. I guarantee that. You know, but, you know, like I
this
said.
This is the last one on the list for the day.
Yeah, right, absolutely. So, you know, okay, goddamn thing. But that's it. But you learn, you know, like, okay, not saying the end of the world's coming. Well, you're a prepper, blah, 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 blah. No, it's not, you know, I'm not I'm trying to check tracking on something that's fucking with me. Sorry about that.
You're not a survivalist, prepper?
No, I'm not. No. But they had, like, chili beans on sale, okay, for fucking 50 cents a can.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cheap, I think. You know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Cheap. You don't ever see them that cheap, you know, ever. So I
and
bought
it's a good brand.
Well, they're all best choice, some cheap brand and fucking spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but anyway,
right.
I'm sorry. I got to get on this page. I'm fucking losing my mind.
No, I totally get what you're saying. In fact, after reconnecting with my parents and stuff, they turned one of their rooms in their house into a food pantry. They have two large refrigerators in there, one freezer, and all these shelves full of food. You know, when the COVID thing had started, that's when they decided, because they were locked down, that they weren't going to have to want for anything. And I was like, a whole room? And they're like, oh, yeah. Yep. It goes crazy. It's only the two of you. But they're set. But something as simple as buying something on sale that you know that can be, you know, eaten as far as possibly save your life, you know, in a situation. So you're set. Yeah. Well, were you going to eat chili beans every day? Yes, you will if you're starving. I tell you what. You'll be picking that.
You sure will. But it was, the chili beans, I mean, I bought like 20 cases of these motherfuckers, right? Kidney beans, chopped tomatoes, the tomatoes with chilies, chutneys with garlics and basil. I mean, so 50 cents a can, you know? And this shit ain't out of date either. This is new shit. It's brand new shit.
It's in a can.
So, you know.
Canned vegetables and stuff like that will last, you know, even past their expiration date. It's good to rotate.
Oh, yeah, way past.
But, you know, way past. Around the holidays, I had purchased, because Walmart had a sale on, what was it, apples, canned apples with cinnamon, you know, for pie. And I was like, well, that's interesting. People really don't think about sweets when they're prepping. You know, they think vegetables, meat, stuff, you know, greens.
Right.
So I was like, all right, so I'll buy a case of that because they were 39 cents a can. And they tasted decent.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, so they're like, somebody came over and like, you really like apples. I was like, well, I'm not going to eat it all that at once. But,
sure,
why not?
Well, it's like they had cream of mushroom soup. Walmart had cream mushroom soup for 50 cents a can one time. You know, great value cream mushroom soup. You ever look at the price of fucking cream mushroom soup from Campbell's? You know, you're talking $3 a can for that shit. You know what I mean? But 50 cents a can.
Well, I was
going to
say $1.49, but
But still, but anyway, at 50 cents a can, I'm real interested. You know, I seen when a Walmart fucking employees, you walk past me, hey, dude, let me talk to you. Yeah, what can help with, sir? I said, well, do you have a forklift somewhere around here? He goes, well, yeah, in the back. Yes, well, I need this fucking soup loaded in the back of my truck. And he looked at me, he thought I was really serious. And I played him, I said, I'm dead serious. Said, okay, we'll make it happen. I said, well, you know, no, I said, I want half of this load. I want half what's here, 48 cases. So,
wow.
I'll never
good
be a mushroom soup. Yes, ma'am.
That's a good find.
48 cases. Yes, it is.
You can do
it. It cost me a couple hundred fucking dollars, but there again, you know, there again. A lot of shit you can do with cream mushroom soup. That's a meal in itself, you know.
Dude, you can make all kinds of things with cream and mushroom soup that won't even taste the same as far as two nights in a row. You get creative with it. It's good for you. I mean, as far as wholesome goes, you know, no artificial, a whole lot of crap in there and so forth.
Right. Well, you don't know what the fuck's in it, you know, when you get it. You just, it is what it is. But that, like, anyway, green beans, 50 cents can, corn, you know, whole kernel corn. You know, I hate cream corn. Yeah, that shit's nasty. You know, but that's the shit I've stocked up with. I mean, you know, for now. And right now I'm in the market to buy more birds. I'm looking to buy more chickens because it's price of fucking eggs, man. You know, I give a damn shit for the two chickens I got left and guard them with a fucking shotgun, you know. Keep people fucking trying to steal them fuckers. That's their shoe. Fuck. You know, $6, $7 carton, kiss my ass. That's some bullshit, too, you know. And all this shit they're saying, bird flu and all shit. If one bird is sick, get rid of it. You know, don't fucking kill your whole flock. You know, but there are viruses, whole
that
flocks can get
with our government. It will be that will be sick. They'll have gotten rid of it, but the government will come in and go, yeah, but it could have contaminated all the other birds. But
yeah, so you need to kill the whole 100,000 birds you got. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
100,000 birds in this flock. Let's go kill them. Bucket. Push them all underground. Bucket. And that's it. Euthanize all these motherfuckers, you know. And that's
awful.
I mean, I get to the point sometimes where I don't even look at the fucking news anymore. You know, I don't even want to look at YouTube anymore.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit. Rumble, all that.
Well, that's
because I mean,
kind
it's simply.
I mean, for the whole week, I had no TV. I was in ICU, you know, half the time. Then the other part of the time, I was just hanging out. And being poked and pricked and everything else, so I didn't care. As far as where's my TV? It was up above my head, behind it. That has an arm that had come down. I didn't know that until the last day I was there.
Let me jump in real quick. BTR is going to cut us here in a minute, let you guys know. So we'll head over to make in a minute. As soon as I do the cut. So when you can't hear each other no more, we'll be heading over there.
I'll catch you guys tomorrow. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed.
All right. Good. I'll close this show then. That sounds like a plan. All right. So I guess just do it in the morning too, man. I got to get up early and move a jukebox. Don't that sound like fun? But it's an old one, huh? Oldie but goodie.
You guys later, I guess.
All right, Mikey. All right, Gunslinger. See, is that nice hearing you from you? Come back and we'll see you next time. So, all right, guys, I'm going to flip this clip and we're out of here. See y'all. Be good.
All right.